The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Oh my golly, this is great.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please.
All right, listen up.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody, go back to work.
It's Tuesday.
All right, settle down, settle down. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, man, it is so on.
We're sorry. Due to heavy calling, we cannot complete your call at this time.
Tuesday?
A lot of stuff happening on Tuesday. Showtime.
Good morning to you out there. How you doing? We're live, Dex and Steve-O, on a Tuesday, May 16, 6:09 in the a.m.
Oh, snap. High today of 72 degrees, guys.
Ooh.
It's cooling down just a little.
Beautiful.
God knew that the sun was melting me and needed to just turn it down a touch because just can't maintain.
Well, I should have waited till today to do all that yard work.
Yeah, no kidding.
You guys all done?
It's never done. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I transplanted some honeysuckle yesterday and planted a few trees for my wife for Mother's Day.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Just giving back to the earth, you know?
Just trying.
Just trying to make
that's a Granny help. Smith apple tree.
Oh, good.
And a cherry tree.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Hopefully providing some shade in that backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Ah, welcome, Starmie. That's you out there. Starmie. You're an army of stars.
Now.
505-585-LIVE. If you'd like to text into the show, you can also call us. Yeah, you can actually call us and we can talk on the phone. It's great.
We'll speak to you.
338-3700. We love it when you check in, when you text in. Let us know where you're listening from. Apparently, we're number one with the French. I don't know. That's weird.
Okay. Weird.
They love us in France. They love us in Quebec. Huge in Canada. Number one with the Aussies. But they won't let us into their country. It's super weird. Oh, man. So my wife went on a road trip. She's helping Shannon
move
back to Atlanta. So they hit the road. And they got out of, I think, Albuquerque at around 12:30. And when I left the show yesterday, I went to help because they needed to pack this SUV up with my wife, Shannon, and her four kids.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, think about, there's three. No, well, there's, she has a little daughter, but so she doesn't have a whole lot. But think about three other girls and how much clothes they have and trying to figure out how to pack a car with that many people. It's like a 4Runner. Trying to pack a 4Runner with that many people. It was crazy. It took us about an hour to figure out how to get it all in, and we finally did, and they hit the road. And it's crazy, man. That's a long trip.
Yeah.
That's a long trip.
Georgia, huh?
Georgia.
Man,
oof!
Making their way to the West Coast.
No, that, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Other direction. Yeah.
I don't know, man. According to your book, it's on the West Coast.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, there. That was a joke. My book took it the wrong way.
No. We'll talk about that coming up.
I have a book. Hey,
yeah, it's a book. It's the phone book. Dex completely blew it on the phone book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the news today. I'm totally serious.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's like, what are you talking about? I'll just roll with this. I don't know.
When was the last time you opened a phone book?
Yeah, I threw one away the other day because there was one sitting right outside my house.
Yeah.
I picked it up and threw it in the garbage.
Yeah. So you didn't get to see your big mistake. That's cool.
Yeah. Actually, when I picked it up, I looked over at my daughter and I said, see this? This is a phone book. It has numbers in it. And then I threw it away.
Used to be important.
Yeah. Used to be.
Man.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Why do they still give those things out? That seems like a total waste.
Seems like it, but there's still people You still use them, obviously.
Well, I mean, how many people use them? I mean, over the, I'm sure if you're 65 and above, you use a phone book.
Yeah. I'm just going to talk about this now. Because obviously enough people use it that there was an outcry over the Dex phone book in New Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. If you look at page 5 of the new Dex phone book, you'll notice that New Mexico is on the East Coast. And that's because somehow they printed the map of the United States backwards.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh.
So that's why I said that they were traveling west to Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
They flipped America. They flipped the United States. And so the map is somehow printed backwards.
Huh.
It doesn't look wrong right away. Because Texas is still in the middle, so
yeah,
people didn't notice it immediately, so somehow that made it to print.
Is there a bigger picture of it?
On
the video? Because I kind of want to see what it looks like, because they only give you kind of a little snapshot of Texas and a few other states around there.
Yeah, dude. The company that prints the books said Dex Media, official print directory publisher, recognized the misprint in the Albuquerque issue where the map of the U.S. was printed backwards. They apologized for the error. After evaluating the error, they concluded that the reprinting and distributing of a new directory to more than the 312,000 residents who use it would not be the most cost-effective solution and would cause more confusion. So
how many
they're just going to leave it. 312,000 Albuquerque residents.
Yeah, but how many? That's the get the phone book delivered to their house, but how many people actually use it?
312,000.
I got one delivered to my house and I threw it away.
See, mine's been on my front porch for like a week. It's still there.
I used to be like that too.
It's still there.
I would just walk over it and I was too lazy to bend over and throw it away.
Did you know you can opt out of the phone book deliveries?
There you go.
Yeah, you can actually click on yellowpagesoptout.com.
I feel like the most of us that don't use a phone book should do this.
Yeah, because you're saving the environment, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of trees, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of trees. Sacrifice their lives just to be thrown away.
I can't believe they have over 3,000 employees over at Dex Media.
Man, their jobs are short-lived, man. And they need to start looking around for
The dudes in radio.
We're not going anywhere, guys. We're not going anywhere.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, going nowhere. Good job, your media.
Yeah. I guarantee you, I would really like to know how many people, what's the percentage
that actually use it?
Yeah. I bet it's maybe, I'm going to say 200 people.
I think
it's that many that use the phone.
No, man. I was going to say, okay, 312,000 copies went out, say 20%. That's still like, what?
It's thousands and thousands of people.
60,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking like 250 people.
250 total people?
Yeah.
Whatever, man. You know all of Four Hills is using it because they're all 80 years old.
You might be right. I might be a little low on that. You're right. I agree. I'll give you 1,000. Maybe 1,000.
1,000 people.
Even the older generation, some of them know how to use the internet.
Know how to, but they're more comfortable with the Yellow Pages because it's what they know. So they probably still, with their smartphone, have the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, but how many old people actually call people, like look people up? Why would they need to look people up in the phone book?
Because they're plumber. They need a plumber?
Yeah, but
maybe
here's what old people do. Now, old people have that black book. They have a black book where they write the numbers down in. They have everybody's number saved in their black book.
New topic. Guys, who still uses the Yellow Pages?
Yeah, please. We have a lot of old people. I had like 3 people over the age of 60 hit me up after I made that comment yesterday.
Yep.
And one was 69 years old and was like, I listen to you guys every morning. And another one was 72. Another one was 65. I was like, oh my gosh. This is crazy.
A member of the Star Army wants to help all the people who actually still use the Dex phone book. If you need that map and don't know where things are, just look at the phone book in the mirror and it'll look right. Yeah. So.
Yeah, someone needs to be fired over that.
Oh, man, somebody needs to be fired because nobody uses a phone book, apparently.
Yeah. Please only text us right now if you still use the Dex phone book.
or any phone book. I guess we got people all over. But if you still use a phone book, 505-585-LIVE.
Somebody says maybe they did it as a PR stunt. Like they flipped the map before, but no one used it. Now how many are going to use it just to look at the map?
Nobody.
No one.
No. Yeah. No. I'm not going to do that.
I think mine's still in the front yard. Hey, if I bring my Dex phone book in and have you sign it, will you sign it? Sign the backwards map?
I could probably do that for you. Yeah.
Sell it on eBay.
It's probably worth a lot of money.
Probably, man.
Yeah,
you know?
It's true. It's so funny. Our live line, nobody texts me. It is just completely
fine. Nobody
dead.
Uses the Yellow Pages. You're right.
It is completely dead. Nobody still uses
one
person.
One member of the Stormy chimed and said, I'm 38 and I do exactly what Dex did. I pick it up, immediately
there
throw
it
in the recycle bin.
Man.
Somebody said old people read the obituaries and update phone books themselves.
Yeah, make sure you throw it in the recycling bin.
Or just hit up that yellowpagesoptout.com and don't waste printed paper.
Please do that too. But how many people throw it in the actual garbage and not the recycling bin? That's such a waste.
I promise today when I go home, if it's still in the front yard, I will totally throw it in the recycling
bin. I would even be okay if you used it in a fire pit.
Somebody said, what's a phone book?
It's a big, thick book with a bunch of numbers.
Yeah. Somebody else said they just threw theirs out also.
Yep. See, so, not one person so far said they use a
phone book. Oh, one! What? One!
Okay.
Yeah!
How old are you? You have to tell us how old you are.
My mom.
Yeah.
My mom still uses a phone book. Somebody else said they need to stop making them. They're a waste of paper.
Yeah, if you do still use a phone book, you have to tell us your age.
Somebody else said, how am I supposed to get stuff done without it? Huh?
Hmm. Well, yeah.
They technically didn't say that they used it. They could be sarcastic in nature with that text.
Yeah, because they don't have the internet. Grand Peachy, she's 99, and she lives with her son who's, I don't know, in his 80s, and they don't have internet. They still have the cordless phone. They have a cordless phone.
Really?
Yeah, they have that. They have you can leave a message on their answering machine.
Wow.
It's all old school.
Somebody said I'd like to test my strength and rip it in half. Oh, for the kids!
Power team!
Yeah, dude, power team. All the way. I feel like there's got to be areas where people still use it because they just don't have the internet at home.
Maybe that's what it is in rural locations.
Yeah. Just, somebody else said they burn theirs.
Yeah.
It's a good good Kindle.
You could definitely burn it. I'm okay with that, I guess. I mean, as long as it's getting some use out of it, I don't know.
Shout out to everybody who grew up with the power team. We've had a few comments. Clopez just chimed in. Said he used his to rip in half at X Factor church events.
I remember the first time I tried to do that.
Do it for Jesus! Rule!
I remember I took out probably 500 pages just so I could do it.
Yeah.
Because I tried to do it with a regular one. There's no way. I was probably like 13 years old.
Maybe the white pages?
Yeah, exactly. The white pages. Yeah, I forgot. They sent you two.
There was the yellow pages, which was businesses, and the white pages was people.
I forgot about that.
And then the world got weird about everybody having everybody's phone number.
Yeah.
Guys, back in the day, there was this thing called the white pages, and it had like human beings' phone number. Go back and look at any movie from the 80s, like The Terminator. The Terminator used the white pages to find Sarah Connor so he could kill her. Wait. maybe that's where it started.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody said, opt out. How am I going to start my campfires if I stop getting my phone book?
Yeah.
Somebody else said, people use it. Short people still need it to sit on when they drive.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody else totally still uses theirs for the pizza coupons.
Wow. See? This is this company is only alive today because people are too lazy to opt out.
Yeah.
If we all opted out, it would be gone.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
Yeah.
There's no way that even I almost think even the newspaper isn't. It's not. I don't think it's comparable. But that's short lived as well.
Yeah.
There's going to come a time where that generation that still has the newspaper, they're going to die, and our generation, we're not.
We don't read newspapers. There's a small percentage of us. There's a small percentage.
If I'm sitting somewhere and there's a paper there, I'll pick it up.
Sure. And I think it's one of those things that us in our generation, it's kind of it's one of those things
nostalgia.
That's like nostalgia. Yeah. But whoa, yeah. It's our generation that'll be dead when we're 60. We'll be dead.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Oh, unless you're Dex and you want to die at 60.
Right?
Yeah. Somebody said, I'm in advertising. I use that for leads. You talk to those advertisers who are wasting money for ads in a phone book where no one is being reached. That's smart.
Yeah.
It's really smart.
That is really smart.
Somebody else said, Steve-O, don't you live in that snooty neighborhood? Wouldn't you have been fined for leaving it out front? That's very true. And now I have to go check the mailbox. Dude, our HOA is cray-cray, man.
Usually they are.
Yeah. Which is going to be great because right now I have a chicken run on the side of my house.
Oh, you have a chicken run?
Yeah, because
from your neighbors?
Well, yeah, no, it was mine.
Oh.
I wanted to throw it away, but Big Item Pickup won't pick up my old chicken coop.
You should put it on that Facebook group page, the free stuff.
It's literally just a box. It's not the coop. It's the run.
I bet you somebody
and
would
it's like,
want that.
Oh, well, that's considered construction. Why?
No,
because it's wood. Okay, well, I don't want it in my backyard, so currently it's on the side of my house, closer to the front yard.
Yeah, I'd post that on Facebook.
So we'll see how long until I get a fun letter.
That's tons like, of people have chickens.
This is your first warning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it, like $20 if you get a ticket?
I don't know.
Come on, man. You've gotten lots of tickets. I know you have.
Oh, dude, Thebes. His sister-in-law is 4'8 and a half. They live in Colorado. In California, you're considered an adult when you hit 4'9".
Wow.
So he keeps a phone book around to loan to her as a joke. She doesn't like him much.
Yeah, kidding. Good morning, Starmie. We got a big show planned for you guys. We have a letter titled The Bathroom Misadventure.
Oh, no.
You don't want to miss this. This is, from time to time, we get a pretty good letter from some of you about your dating life. We've gotten some great ones. This one, you're not going to want to miss this one. What else? Oh, update on Harvest America.
Yes.
I ran into Chip, our boss, into the hall yesterday.
Yes.
After we had that conversation about being on over 600 radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got an update.
Yes.
Your favorite TV shows that might be getting the axe. We'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah.
We'll talk Barron Trump. He did something cool for his entire fifth grade class. Took him out on a field trip. And new survey asked a bunch of people if they eat certain foods, if they eat certain normal foods in strange ways. So we'll find out if one of us eats things strange.
Oddly.
Yeah. 585 Live, if you'd like to text into the show. When we come back, we'll check the roads. Good morning, Starmie.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
BET Music Award nominations are out.
The Trump administration is defending its revised travel ban before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Acting Solicitor General Jeffrey Wall, who's arguing for the administration, says it's well within the president's authority on immigration.
Both the Constitution and acts of Congress give the President of the United States authority to prevent aliens abroad from entering this country.
At the Capitol, President Trump paid tribute to law enforcement officers who've lost their lives in the line of duty.
As long as I'm president, you will always find an open door to the White House.
A request to reinstate the North Carolina voter ID law has been turned down by the Supreme Court.
A bus with 26 children and chaperones crashed on Interstate 95 in Maryland.
Lung cancer rates are on the downswing.
Don't look for Roger Federer at the French Open later this month. Tennis star said he's skipping the tournament to instead prepare to play on grass and hard courts later this season. Federer is an 18-time Grand Slam champion.
633. Good morning.
Dude, it keeps going down.
Yeah?
It's now saying high of 69 degrees today.
Give me some rain anyway.
It's getting nice and cool. Let's check AccuWeather to see what it's looking like today. Now it's saying 68 here. It's going to become windier and cooler throughout the day. Partly sunny, but it is going to be cloudy. Doesn't look like there's going to be much precipitation today, though.
Oh, well.
So, there's an 11% chance of thunderstorms.
Okay.
I'm going to say nay.
All right. Traffic.
Taking a look at the roads. Nothing. No accidents to report. No new construction. Same old construction. So if you're used to traveling in certain areas, you'll know what I'm talking about. But everything's looking good. That's your look at traffic.
Good job.
Traffic.
Way to go. Way to go, Starmie. Oh, coming up on the show this morning, guy raised over $20,000 to pay off all of Seattle's school lunch debt. I feel like we should do something like that. Mm-hmm. That guy can do it. Why can't we? Think about all the kids here in Albuquerque. We talk about all the time that can't afford lunch. We could do something like that. We gotta end this hunger issue in our state. Or are we ranked number 5? What are we ranked in New Mexico as far as children, hungry children?
We were first.
Are we first?
Yeah.
Yes. Gosh, something's got to change, man. We'll talk about normal foods and how we eat them in strange ways. Lord can literally see and feel music. Do you know people that can do this? That can see and feel music?
I mean,
have you ever met anybody that can do that?
No, that sounds weird.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Lord, you know, remember Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you could see and feel music. Be pretty cool. Talk about that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about Harvest America. We'll give you an update on that. We talked about the different stations we're going to be on yesterday. If you missed it, for you early birds out there, we found out that when we go and do the pre-show for Harvest America in Phoenix on June 11th, we're going to be on over probably close to 600 radio stations all at once. And I kind of freaked out over it because, well, we're not the typical Christian morning show.
Yeah.
And these are...
But that's what they want.
Christian stations. But do they really know what they're getting? That's my point. And I even said that in my letter to Greg Laurie. We'll recap that in the 7 o'clock hour, but you should make plans to come out and join us. University of Phoenix Stadium, Harvest America. Phil Wickham, Need to Breathe, Mercy Me, Trip Lee, Greg Laurie going to be there with...
The Morning Invasion.
Morning Invasion's going to be there. Might be the first and last time the Morning Invasion will be there. I'm freaking out a little bit, guys. You know, I mean, I feel like we gotta start rehearsing now. I mean, Steve-O says, oh, we're fine.
We are fine.
Fine. Don't
we don't rehearse this show.
We're fine.
Do we ever rehearse this show?
We kind of did when we first kicked it off last year. Remember? We did a run through. You remember that?
Kicked off this show?
Remember we did a run through before we actually ever went live on the air as a morning team with Tao. Remember? You don't remember this? We did. We cracked the mics and recorded it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
you're right.
We did a rehearsal. Because I was kind of freaking out then. I was like, you know what? I haven't been doing radio in over 6 months.
That's true.
I completely forgot about that. I kind of feel like maybe we should just go in there because we didn't know how we were going to, you know, mesh together.
And I completely forgot we did that.
And I remember we got off when we were done, and we never aired this or anything, but when we got done, we were all three so excited because it was great. It was fun. But I remember being so nervous.
See?
Because I hadn't been on the air for 6 months.
But it's going to work out.
Okay.
I said this.
All right. All right, Buck. I mean, Steve-O. All right. More on that coming up at 7 o'clock.
Oh, man. Welcome to Tuesday. We talked about this yesterday a little bit. Other networks that were canceling shows, picking up new shows. Fox announced their schedule for the upcoming TV season, and it featured 6 new shows.
Nice.
4 dramas, 2 comedies. Here are the highlights. There's The Gifted, which we actually got a really cool press, not screener, but got some behind the scenes and the trailer and all kinds of cool stuff on this. It's a Marvel drama about a family
where the children have mutant powers. Naturally, when the parents find out, it turns their lives upside down because mutant powers are kind of hard to keep under wraps. It looks awesome. And there's a lot of Marvel characters, a lot of X-Men in it.
Yeah.
I noticed Blink was in it. Who else was in the trailer? Polaris. That's Magneto's daughter.
Oh,
the girl
cool.
that's like throwing the green yeah. stuff around. Yeah. That's Lorna.
Yeah.
Polaris. So it's set in the Marvel / X-Men universe. Also, Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane has a new show called The Orville, which is a live-action drama set 400 years in the future that follows the adventures of a mid-level exploratory vessel called the USS Orville.
Hmm.
I don't know. This seems interesting. There's also a comedy called Ghosted, which is kind of like a comedic X-Files, which is seemingly weird because the X-Files is also returning. But this one stars Craig Robinson from The Office as a paranormal skeptic who investigates paranormal activity in Los Angeles while being paired alongside a, quote, true believer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Several other new shows will arrive after the new year, including a new show called 911, a police drama based on the real-life experiences of police officers, paramedics, firefighters, and other first responders. That one's starring Angela Bassett. There's a medical drama called The Resident starring Emily Van Camp from Revenge. There's a workplace comedy called L.A. to Vegas about the crew and regular passengers of a recurring weekend round-trip flight between L.A. and Vegas. That sounds kind of funny, actually.
Yeah, it does. Okay. All right.
Here's something interesting. Hackers got a hold of the new Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, and they're trying to hold it for ransom against Disney. But Disney is working with the FBI and will not bow to terrorism.
Oh, wow.
This is crazy, dude. Apparently, what happened is these hackers, they hacked Disney. The upcoming Johnny Depp film Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales. I guess they held it for ransom. They're demanding an enormous amount of money to be paid to Bitcoin, but Disney is currently working with the FBI and refuses to pay. Now, to be fair, Disney actually did not reveal which movie the ransom hackers claim to have, but he did reveal to ABC employees during a town hall meeting in New York on Monday that the incident had occurred, and the hacker said they would release bits of the film in increments if the demands weren't met. Deadline learned that it was indeed Pirates of the Caribbean, which is scheduled for release May 26th. So they're claiming, you know, of course, that they're going to release it slowly and that nobody's going to go see the movie because it's going to be on the internet.
I wonder how much that affects when movies get leaked. How much does that really affect the box office?
I don't know, man.
It's gotta be a small percentage of people that actually download the movies, but I could be wrong.
I would think so, because honestly, it's Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm going to go see that with
my family. Yeah, you want to watch that?
Are you kidding me? I want to see that. I don't know. They say it follows the same issue Netflix faced when a ransom hacker spilled out 10 episodes of the next season of Orange is the New Black when Netflix refused to ante up there as well. I wonder how much that affected streaming of that show,
right?
You know,
because compared to music, you know, the music industry, how easy it is to, you know, get music now and how that's affected the music industry. But has it affected it in a bad way? Because I'd almost think that if the music gets out there, if a movie gets out there and it creates buzz, then people are going to want to see it. More people are going to want to go out and see it, right?
Right.
More people are going to want to listen to the album or hear the music because people are talking about it. So it's not necessarily a bad thing, but I don't know.
Yeah, they say it's very difficult these days. The hardest thing with the FBI trying to track these dudes down is because they have to track attacks backwards. They said it's nearly impossible because you have various hackers from pretty much anywhere and they're aware of the techniques to track them down. So you could have an Egyptian hacker who used Russian software. So it looks like it's from Russia, but it's actually Egyptian. Dang.
Huh.
Cray cray, yo.
Hackers scare me.
Somebody just chimed in and said that they made hotel reservations yesterday. Harvest America, here we come.
Oh, they're not going to miss out on the firing of the morning invasion.
Nah, man.
They'll be there.
Awesome. Somebody else chimed in and said they used to be a flight attendant. And the LA to Vegas flights, man, all the time. It was the worst flight ever. Everyone would cringe when they saw it on the schedule. You're only at cruising altitude for about 15 minutes, and all these people wanted 3 vodka sodas before we got there, and no one ever had correct change. Everybody was always nasty. It's going to be an interesting TV show, bro.
Wow.
Especially with all the stuff in the news, you know?
Yeah. Somebody else said, who's going to see Alien Covenant this weekend, though? Speaking of movies, what?
Oh! Are you going to go? That's your jam, isn't it?
The original Alien is, I think, one of the best sci-fi films of all time, yes.
Wow.
And I'm one of the, I enjoyed Prometheus. I did. I very much did. Yeah. My boys are like, to that age where they're like, Dad, can we please? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like not even a little bit, you know? And it's like, Well, what if you go see it first? And it's, and I'm like, from the trailer alone, no.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way, bro.
Yeah.
It looks so gnarly.
It does look scary.
It looks absolutely terrifying.
Because they were terrifying when we were younger.
Ah, yeah.
Can't imagine what it'd be like now.
Yeah, kids. Exactly. So, dude, this is a tragically sad, amazing, heroic, but also horrific, but inspiring story. I don't know how to say it any better. I read this morning, and I just, like, my heart broke. Oh, okay. Mother's Day was Sunday. And, you know, spending time with your mom. Because your mom...
Love you, Mom.
...is a hero.
Yeah.
Well, for one 16-year-old daughter, sadly, it was a very tragic Mother's Day. But, I mean, if there's a way for a mom to go out... A 55-year-old woman named Diane Aluska, she's from Lyndhurst, New York, was walking with her 16-year-old daughter on Mother's Day when suddenly they saw a car speeding toward them in reverse. The driver was an 81-year-old woman named Ann Riolo who was backing out of a bakery parking lot and didn't realize she was still in reverse. So all of a sudden this car just, boom, kicks back and starts beelining for them. Well... Diane's motherly instincts immediately kicked in and she shoved her daughter out of the way and took the entire impact of the crash. Tragically, she was killed. But the daughter, her life was saved by her mother. Can you imagine the story? This is the saddest, most heroic, most tragic story I've ever read.
I know.
A mom walking with her daughter on Mother's Day throws her daughter out of the way of a speeding vehicle and dies saving her daughter's life. On Mother's Day!
Yeah. Yeah, when I saw this story this morning, because, you know, I don't like to put things in that are too crazy. And I was struggling with putting that story in, but then I started thinking about it, and here's a mom, and I'm sure most moms, almost 99.9% of moms out there would do the exact same thing. And so I wanted to, of course, shout this mom out because that is...
Dude, it's incredible what she did.
Absolute amazing sacrifice. But at the same time, just so tragic that this now daughter has to live with this.
Dude, yeah. Mother's Day.
How old was the lady that was driving the car?
80 years old.
Okay. That's something that needs to change.
I know. That was the first
thing. Grand Peachy was driving all the way up to like 91 years old, and they finally were like, okay, you can't drive anymore because you almost killed somebody. It's nuts that they allow people to drive at that age. Even my grandpa, I'll never forget, my grandpa drove until he was probably late 70s, maybe 80. Holy cow, man. Your brain doesn't function the same way. You think the brake is the gas pedal. You go to put it in drive, you put it in reverse.
And that's what happened. She was backing out of a bakery parking lot. Didn't realize she was still in reverse. Hit the gas and immediately racing backwards towards. Yeah. So.
That's so sad.
Dude. 80-year-old woman. So instead of going forward, the car lurched backwards, jumped the curb, headed toward the two women, and she managed to push her daughter out of the car's path. The vehicle slammed the mother of three up against a wall of a fire station.
Oh, my goodness.
But she got her daughter out of the way, man.
Prayers to that family, to that daughter, because I can't imagine now life, you know, knowing that your mom saved your life, but...
Yeah.
Ugh. Over something so dumb.
Yeah. Here's what's crazy is the daughter, like the mom, Why did you? Ugh. So they were all taken to a local hospital because she still suffered. The daughter suffered non-life-threatening injuries, but she still got pretty scraped up and banged up. So they all had to be taken to the hospital. The mom didn't die immediately. So Kenneth Aluska, who is the I apologize. Whew, getting choked up here. the brother and the father said that the daughter is unaware of her mom's passing.
No.
Like, she still doesn't know. She's in the hospital. And so the dad and the brother have to tell her.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Thanks for that story. Wife.
Life. Yeah, I feel like if you listen, if grandma and grandpa still drive and they're over the age of, let's say, 80, they still drive. I want you to open up the hood of their car and I want you to
cut the battery, everything
that you can
find, any cord, just cut.
You're
being an ageist.
No,
because there's some.
They don't need to be driving anymore. No, sorry.
Who could outdo you in CrossFit?
Nah, I don't care. Sorry. It's for the good of everybody else in the world.
That's ageism, man.
It's, you know,
because when I'm 80 and I'm still like, woo, throwing down like a rock star, I'm going to want to drive my car.
You should probably be walking anyways. You know?
Wow.
Power walking.
I have a bad hip, man, from all the, from the hard life.
And just stay at home, man. Stay at home. Have your kids come and pick you up.
It was a tragic accident.
Yeah.
That seems like it
never happened.
There wasn't even that much time. She popped the.
Yeah, if that lady would have been driving, this would have never happened. She shouldn't have been driving. Come on. Okay. I'm telling you, do whatever you can, man. You just take that battery out. Disconnect the battery so they won't be able to figure it out.
Moving on. Gosh.
Disconnect the battery, guys.
You know, we've got a whole crew of Starmy.
It's an army.
Army of stars. Who love us? Does the Starmy love us as much as T-Swift's fans?
Yes.
You think so?
I don't know.
T-Swift's got crazy fans.
But she's got, let's face it, she's got more fans.
Listen, a young woman named Ashley Silvers just graduated from the University of Central Florida, and she sent Taylor an invite to her party. Well, Taylor couldn't make the party, but she sent flowers and a card with a handwritten message inside. Never surrender! She said, quote, I'm so proud of you, your hard work and dedication, your excitement and ambition. I'm very lucky that a girl like you cares about me. Sending you my love and hugs and to your family.
That's cool.
She doodled inside the card. She doodled.
She did.
She did a little hand drawing. Even if you can forget about the doodle for a second. Who even writes handwritten notes anymore? Taylor freaking Swift, that's who!
Wow. Look at that. She took the time to doodle and write a long letter.
This is why we're not cared about as much as the Starmy, because that's Taylor Swift does that for her fans.
Wow. Well, I mean, if somebody invited me, you know, like this, I got invited yesterday, guys, to perform and read to some pre-K kids.
Shut up!
Yeah, remember? It was on the air.
Wait, what?
Remember, I was doing that sweet reading of Shakespeare
yesterday,
medieval times, and you said someone on the live line invited me to come and talk to some kids and preschool.
I don't even remember.
Really? Oh man, we talked about it
yesterday.
It was a whole segment, man. Yeah. Did you lie? Did you make that up?
No.
I didn't get an email or anything, but you read the text, I thought. You might have made it up.
Are you sure you're not dreaming about this? I don't remember this.
I was doing that sweet story about the lady who chopped off the dude's hand and took off with it into the volcanoes.
Okay.
And I got invited. Someone hired me. But of course, I probably can't make it, so I'll probably have to write this letter and say, listen.
Yeah.
Listen, guys. I'll just copy and paste T Swift's letter.
Oh, you know what? Somebody just chimed in and said, you know what? Steve O went to a fan's wedding. That's pretty intense, bro.
Yeah. That's
true. You know what?
I did.
I didn't write a handwritten letter.
You went.
I actually went to the wedding.
That is true.
And got to introduce the bride and groom for the first time. Boom! As they entered the reception hall. Raw! You know what? That's true. That's I awesome. Am cooler than T-Swift.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Pretty much.
That's, no.
Pretty much.
That's not it.
Well, she just has more fans, man. You're cooler, yeah. But she's got more fans.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome, man. Pretty cool.
See, apparently, I really did forget. People remember. People are like, how did you forget this? Like, people are remembering what happened yesterday.
That was the funniest thing we did on the show yesterday.
Man.
I can't believe you forgot, man.
Okay.
This is what happens, guys. Usually happens right around the year and a half mark when you're in a new relationship. They stop listening to you.
I'm glad you're taking it that way because somebody said, uh-oh, Steve has lost his memory this morning. Somebody should go start disconnecting stuff under his hood.
Yeah, right. Yours is all high tech. There's no way.
That's true.
It's like no cords or anything. It's all computerized.
Yeah. Moving on. Oh, my gosh. This is great, guys. You know, we talked about 13 Reasons Why.
We did.
It's been like, here's a good story. Here's a depressing story.
No.
Here's a good story. Here's one that's actually not depressing. In fact, I think it's a great story. It's heartbreaking to think about this because seriously, 13 Reasons Why has really shined a spotlight on teen suicide. And in New Mexico, it is one of those states that has been greatly touched by suicide. However, a group of students in Taos say they're trying to turn the pain they feel from the loss of friends into action. KOB's Erica Zuko talked to teens at the school that won the Verizon Innovative Learning App Challenge about what drove their project. You've got to check this out.
These students say the past year and a half have been tough for teens in Taos.
We lost 4 friends within 2 months here at our school. And that really heavily affected us.
They say they lost those friends to suicide, and they aren't alone. Studies show a rise in suicide deaths from 2010 to 2015 across our state. Overall, suicides made up 2.6% of deaths, compared with 1.6% nationwide. These students say that's what drove them to create See Something, Save Someone.
We hope that it can possibly save a life. Prevent more loss.
There have been a lot of measures made toward preventing suicide in Taos, including these phones that have been installed at the Rio Grande Gorge Bridge, reminding people that there is hope. But this measure is targeting teens specifically, by teens, for teens.
It's crazy to think in Taos that they have an issue with this, because Taos is not a very big city.
Well, I feel like that's could be part of the reason why. Yeah. I used to live in Las Vegas, New Mexico, and one of my close friends committed suicide when we were sophomores in high school. And I mean, there's a lot to it because with small town, in that situation, it was a really dumb situation where she got into trouble. I think there was an accident. She wasn't supposed to be driving because she was a sophomore in high school. And everybody found out about it. Like the whole town knew. You know what I mean? So it's like everybody knows everybody's drama.
Just wanted to deal with
it. Right, right. And so small town, a lot of drinking, a lot of drugs. What else is there to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I actually see why. And I'm glad that these students are like, hey,
yeah,
let's do something about this. Let's not just wallow and be devastated. Let's take action so that this doesn't have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Taos, man.
Good job, guys.
Heck yeah.
Way
That's
to go.
Phenomenal, you guys. Way to do something.
And if anybody's listening right now, maybe you're a young man, young lady listening. Maybe you're a grown adult. You're dealing with thoughts of suicide. You're dealing with depression. Listen, we're always here for you. Reach out. We can help as much as we can. We can
get you. Write a handwritten note.
I'll write a handwritten note.
You'll doodle.
Always here. Don't ever feel like you're all alone. We're always here to listen, help you guys out. 505-585-LIVE. You can text in. You can email. You can hit us up on Facebook or Instagram, whatever. We're here. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we have a letter
A guy raised a bunch of money to pay off all of Seattle's school lunch debt. That's pretty amazing. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
It's time to check in with today's teens. What it's like to be using the latest tech, gadgets, games, movies, videos, music. It's time for Teen Talk. Today's guest teen is Cheyenne, FaceTiming from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Cheyenne, you're on Teen Talk.
I was only going to do this if Becca was going to do it with me. I can't do it without Becca. Becca's on restriction, and I promised her I wouldn't tell anyone why. But it is all over Instagram.
Join us next time for another look at the awesome lifestyle of today's teens on Teen Talk.
I'm going to cancel that segment, man.
No, it's a great segment.
It seems like every time.
It sounds just like my daughter. It does. Sorry, Jaden. It does. Welcome to the show, everybody. It is Tuesday. Don't forget, 9 a.m. Quality Tam.
Dang it! I forgot!
I texted her last night because she's, you know, she's been so inconsistent the past few weeks. Like, hey, you coming in? Because I don't want to promote you all morning long and then you don't show up. She said she's going to be here.
Okay.
We'll find out. 9 a.m. Quality Tam Tuesday. 7:09.
High today of 70 degrees.
70 now?
Yeah, it went up to 72. I'm like, make up your mind, weather!
Well, I thought it was, when you kicked off the show, I thought it was 79 was the high.
It was 72, and then it was 69, and then 68.
Oh, wow.
This is still saying 68. You know what, let's just go with high 60s, low 70s.
Heck yeah, I'm okay. Down with that.
That's what we're going to do. Take a look at the roads out there. There is nothing going on, guys. I-40, if you're traveling eastbound before you hit the Big I, it's starting to get a little congested because of the regular commute, but it's still flowing pretty smoothly. We're talking, you know, 50s. Yeah. Everything's looking good, man. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
51 years ago, in 1966, on this day, the Beach Boys released their masterpiece album, Pet Sounds. Now I know this song isn't on the album, but it's my favorite Beach Boys!
Love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Coco, Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it.
Oh, this is so good, man. I'm at the beach right now. I got palm trees everywhere. I got, hey, have me my towel, Steve-O. I need my towel. I'm gonna go soak in the ocean right now.
Wow.
Down in Coco, we'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow.
Take it, Dex.
That's where we wanna go. Down in Coco.
Yeah! Nailed it.
That's such a great song, guys. Fun fact, that song was created for the movie
Kokomo.
Cocktail.
Oh.
Featuring Tom Cruise.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It was never on a Beach Boys album?
Well, maybe. Sure.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
But not till after.
Yeah, not till after, you know what I'm saying? speaking of Tom Cruise, on this day in 1986...
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss
your lips.
We can't say that on the radio.
There's no tenderness.
Why can't you say kiss your lips?
Preparing ourselves for Phoenix.
Shut up, man.
You're trying hard not to show it, baby.
Can't say that either. Shh. Can't say that word.
But baby, believe me, I know it. You've lost that love and fear.
Oh.
Oh, that love
1986?
Yes. Top Gun, still one of the greatest movies of all time.
Can't sleep. You know, when I first realized getting the Top Gun, all I can ever think about and dream about is getting that trophy.
Okay.
Right now, I just hope we graduate. I got a family, Mav. I can't afford to blow this.
this.
Dex, I guess that Flyby wasn't a big hit after all.
This is a video of you, and that's you and Gentry.
Look, man. I know it's tough for you. Wouldn't let you into the academy because you're Duke Mitchell's kid.
Oh, great acting.
You gotta live with that reputation. It's like every time we go up there, it's like we're flying against a ghost.
The sound in the 80s was terrible.
Did you guys record that?
Ex paribus.
You're the only family I've got.
Why are we still watching this terrible
rendition? You're ruining it. No.
Promise.
One of the greatest scenes of all time right there. That moment between Goose and Maverick. Oof. So good. That was 1986.
Top Gun is 31 years old.
Still waiting for Top Gun 2, man. Still waiting.
31 years old,
still
guys.
Still waiting, guys. Still waiting. In 1981 on this day, this Monster Jam, Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes, hit number one on the charts. Just to please you. She's precocious. And she knows just what it takes to make a problem. Okay, you're done.
What? She's got Betty Davis.
Andy Kaufman died of lung cancer in L.A.
Or did he?
In 1984.
Or did he?
Yeah, that's true.
I saw Man on the Moon.
Yeah? That was a great movie.
It actually was a great movie. Jim Carrey's a phenomenal actor.
How old is Megan Fox today?
Oh. 35.
31. Come on, buzzer. Where are you at? I hit the button. Where are you at?
Okay. My bad.
Jason Weeman.
Oh, Weeman?
Yeah, he's the dwarf.
Yeah.
The stunt guy?
Yeah. 38.
44.
Dang.
Let's see. Ooh, Tracy Gold. Carol Seaver on Growing Pains.
46.
You know what? I'm done with this game.
What was,
you can never hit it.
What was she at?
It was 48.
Oh, that was close!
Janet Jackson, you better hit this or we're never doing
snap.
It we'll never do the birthday game again.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Janet Jackson's 51.
Yeah! You saved the birthday game. Yeah. You saved it.
I was going to say 50, and then I changed it last second. I did the one-up thing.
Wow. You saved the birthday game.
Yes. Janet, call me. I just need tickets to her show. That's all. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's coming to Albuquerque.
Is she?
Yeah, dude.
I had no idea. So is Whitney Houston.
I'm going to throw something at your head. Jeez. You are the worst of humanity.
I've seen the billboard.
Oh, yeah. It's a stupid casino tribute, man.
I looked up.
I hate those.
I was driving my son to basketball practice, and I looked up, and I saw Whitney Houston at the blah, blah, blah casino. What?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like somebody needs to tell them.
Yeah. Danny Trejo.
Oh, nice. Yeah, see? Good. Janet. She's coming in September. Danny Trejo is...
Machete.
58.
Oof. He's 73. Wow, Danny.
Whoa,
you're getting
dude.
Old, man.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's 73?
He is.
He's still like a bad dude, man.
Yeah.
See, you try and go tell him you're going to take away his driver's license.
Yeah, no kid. Well, yeah, I would never do that. I said 80, though. He still has 7 years.
Dude, here's something interesting. Somebody just chimed in and said, why is Dex doing all of his old skits from The Edge? Which makes me giggle. Because little known fact, Edge Army, birthdays was my thing.
That's a lie.
You tell the truth right now. We're on Christian Radio.
You know what? Now that I
think
about
it. You tell the truth, you jerk. Gentry and I did this long ago, and you took it from us. This day in history and birthdays was our game.
See, but here's the thing. I'm giving you this just because I know that that's not true.
You're a liar.
Because Matt Gentry used to hit me up all the time for things to do.
Yeah, but this wasn't one of them.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
I gave
you're
him
a liar.
This.
No, I this was mine. I came up with
we
this.
We cannot confirm this at all.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to give it to you.
I'm mad at you right now.
I'm legitimately
mad at you.
For me, I don't know. I can't confirm that.
At least all of our stuff was real.
Well, no joke. Every morning, Matt Gentry would hit me up and be like, hey, can you send me all your stuff? It was so funny. It was so funny. So I would just copy and paste everything. And
no, you wouldn't. You're
I
a liar.
Would. That's not a lie.
Guys, he's lying on Christian radio.
Matt, if
this
you're
is why he's
call
worried
in.
About the Greg Laurie
Matt,
thing.
Call in right now and confirm that.
Matt's not listening. He's got a really good job.
Well, I bet he's listening.
He's really busy.
Really busy. Miss that guy. What were we doing?
We're doing birthdays. That bit that I invented.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We're done. We're done now. We're done with that game. Who came up with that game anyways? I'll tell you what. The stupid game.
No, you know, actually, I take this all back. You know who came up with that bit?
Who?
Steve Ryman.
Come on.
He would produce it in the mornings, sitting in the other room.
Yeah, after I gave you guys the idea to
nope.
do it.
Nope.
Pretty sure.
I want you to go tell Steve Ryman to his face.
Well, this is what I don't understand. This is why I am having a hard time with this, is because Buck and I have been doing the birthday game since we almost started the show.
Mm.
No, and that's very true.
Mm.
And Buck could even call in and confirm that because we stopped doing it for a long time because we did it for like 3 or 4 years. And I finally was like, all right, this game is stupid. We're going to move on to something else. And that was way before you and Gentry ever did the show together. So that's just putting that out there.
No.
That's true.
It's a good thing we're a team now and it's not.
So here's what could have happened. You probably didn't know that we did it at one point.
Uh-huh.
And you decided to do this game because hundreds of other radio stations have done it
right.
for years. I don't even think Buck and I came up with this game. I'm pretty sure I got it from another radio station.
Oh, man.
So, but I'll give it to you. It's yours, buddy. It's yours.
I don't want it.
Yeah, you don't want it now.
I don't want it.
You don't want it now. Because I just remember always listening to radio, and they would always do, the morning shows would always do birthdays, but it would usually always be one guy on the air, like one DJ on the air doing, oh, today's birthday, we're going to shout out. And they'd have the cheesy, today's your birthday. And it was like, oh, come on, man. So I thought I was like edgy with my birthday game. It's like, I'm going to make this so edgy. But it's yours, man. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Is this Buck?
No. Close.
Good morning.
I rhyme with Buck.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got confirmation. I have to say, I remember when you guys took the game off, or tried to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people would still call in, and y'all do it too, like, one time in the morning, like in the 6 o'clock hour, and that was it.
Yeah.
One and done.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
God, I feel so old thinking about that.
I know, man.
You are.
All right, you guys have a good one.
No, all right.
Old Edge Army member right there.
Mm-hmm.
They're old. Out there. They're still out there roaming the streets.
Somebody said bring back Cheater's Hotel.
Most of them just waiting for Buck and Dex to return. I have no
idea. The problem with Cheater's Hotel is, one, Christian Radio. Two,
do it.
We just don't have the budget.
Okay.
Tire people.
Yeah, cheating is just, it is. There's an outbreak. People are cheating left and right all over the city. I think it's funny. It's true.
Oh, man.
People would think twice before they cheated on their partner. They might end up on Cheater's Hotel.
That's true.
They don't want to end up in the hotel.
That's also true.
Yep. Get that sweet, fancy robe.
Nobody ever got a robe, guys.
That embroidered robe.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Barron Trump. That's Donald Trump's son.
Yeah.
He's in the fifth grade.
Mm.
This is really cool. He's 11 years old. He's a student at Columbia Grammar and I'm not smart enough to even pronounce preparatory school. Went to Washington, D.C. He took his entire fifth grade class from New York to Washington, D.C. last Wednesday on a bus. There was roughly 80 classmates accompanied by their teachers and Secret Service agents.
Wow.
All the kids got dressed up. The girls were in dresses. The boys were in khaki pants and button downs. A lot of people said, man, so cute. They had a buffet lunch and a tour of the White House. Never surrender. And they got to meet the President of the United States and the First Lady.
Well, I mean,
that's my dad, guys.
Right. That's He's my, in the
that's,
class.
That's my mom. That's my dad.
Yeah.
I love everything about this young man. Every time that they've ever had little Barron Trump in the background and you see him just over there.
Being an 11-year-old.
Kicking his nails.
Yeah. Being bored
being
to
on
tears.
A smartphone and the First Lady kind of knocks him on the knee and says, yeah. Pay attention.
Pay attention. Your dad's being inaugurated as President of the United States. It's a big deal. 11.
Yeah. President Trump gave them all a rousing speech about living up to your potential and being the best you could be for your country.
You could be huge.
Barron was really sweet. He was so excited to show his classmates around the White House. The large group of students also toured the nation's capital and stayed overnight at a hotel before traveling back to New York City on Thursday. It's pretty cool. Man, I can't even imagine what it's like for somebody at that age to grow up with your father as the President of the United States.
Right.
Look at Obama's, former President Obama's kids. Mm-hmm. They grew up in the White House.
Right.
It's a tough life. Secret agents following you around all the time.
That would be hard.
Yeah. I remember listening to an interview with Chelsea Clinton. This was a few years back. And she was talking about how awful it was to have a Secret Service guy with her all the time. Because sometimes these guys, they're not like good guys. They're not cool guys. And they're with you all the time.
Right.
You have to like live your life with these guys.
Yeah, but it's I mean, terrible. They probably feel the same way. They're like, probably I got right. stuck with the babysitting
yeah.
job.
Yeah, and who knows what Barron's like or what Chelsea was like when they were kids.
That's usually how the movie starts.
Yeah.
Teenage girl, angry, doesn't like her parents. Blah, just wants to live her own life.
Yeah.
Secret Service dude, been on the job 40 years, got stuck with the babysitter job, and then the terrorists show.
And the terrorists show up.
And then it's up to the teenage girl and the 40-year CIA agent to save the day.
Right?
What a dumb movie.
I wonder how much different it is for Barron, because if you think of the school that he goes to, he goes to a school where there are a lot of upper-class families.
I feel like it'd be hard an 11-year-old,
Well, I think that a lot of the kids that go to school, their parents are probably pretty big deals.
Right, and his dad is probably one of the most talked about people at the dinner table.
That's
Do you know what
too.
I mean?
That's true,
So constantly be like, oh, yeah, well, my mom says that your dad, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but your dad is the creator of sugar, and sugar kills this many people every year.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
No.
So, in a way, thankfully, it's probably a good thing that he goes to that school, because if he went to just a normal school, oh my gosh, he couldn't go to a normal school.
Well, speaking of schools, Bautba out in Austria says that his wife used to teach at the school they're enrolling him in for sixth grade in Maryland. Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Maybe give us some details on that, where most of the kids, I mean, they have to be from very wealthy families, I'm sure.
But why do they have to
be? It's a private school.
And maybe they've got scholarships. Straight A student in the fifth grade.
Might have a few of those.
Full ride, man.
Might have a few of those, you know? You have to have a spotless record.
Spotless record, you're 11.
Upstanding citizen.
11.
Probably have to have created, invented something that saved people's lives.
That's possible at 11.
You know?
Yeah.
Like Jack Jeter.
Yeah.
He had to create that robot.
Mm-hmm.
I made all that up. It's not true. Yeah. It's not true. He invented the bow and arrow.
Okay. Also not true. Oh, that is a movie. It's called The First Kid with Sinbad.
That's right. I remember that. I was sitting there in my head going, what movie was that?
Every dumb movie. Terrible movie. Starring Sinbad. Actually, when I was younger, I thought Sinbad was hilarious.
Yeah, me too.
He had pretty clean humor, man.
I mean, there's one thing I think we can all agree on. Donald Trump raised some pretty outstanding kids.
I see. I don't know anything about his family. So I'm like, I can't agree on that because I have no idea.
I do. I watched Celebrity Apprentice and everything. Oh,
okay.
What do you want to know?
It's not real,
Ivanka,
man.
Ivanka, Jared.
That's reality
Come on.
TV.
What do you want to know?
How many kids does he have?
Eric. I think he has like four or five kids. Six.
You know everything. You don't even know how many kids he has.
There's so many, man. There's so many of them. But that's the thing. If they weren't good people, the media would have talked about it. There hasn't been any dirt on his kids at all. They're great business.
Oh, he really does have a son named Eric.
Yeah.
Well, you're like Ivanka, Barron,
Tiffany,
Eric. I'm like, there's no Eric.
Yeah.
There is. He's got five kids. You missed Donald Trump Jr., the easiest of all the names.
Darn it.
Junior.
Yeah. And I believe, I think Donald Trump Jr., he's kind of the guy that, he's the son who took over all of his real estate stuff.
He's a businessman.
Yep. He's second in command of the Trump empire. Anyways, yeah, nobody's going to be able to top that field trip. Barron Trump took his entire fifth grade class from New York on a field trip to the White House.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty amazing. Have you ever been to Washington, D.C.?
I never have, actually. Next year, for Jack's eighth grade trip, that's where they're going.
Oh,
for like a
good.
Week.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, do you need any volunteers to go chaperone?
Yeah, you should try. I went when I was in the 11th grade for for a history class. It was for close-up, is what they called it. So kids in history classes all over the country got to meet up, and we got to tour the city. And, man, it is such a cool place to visit. There's so much there. I recommend it. Make it happen. I'm excited for them.
I'll ask the school if I can chaperone. I'm sure they'd be totally down for that. You think I'd make a good chaperone?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you should be in charge of kids.
Yeah.
You'd be walking with your group of kids and you'd be like, oh, what is that? And then you just take off. That's what you did when we went to Las Cruces. We'd lose you all the time.
You would not lose me.
You'd be right behind us walking with us, and I'd look behind and you'd be gone.
That's because you guys would go to the boring things.
Really? We were getting water and food.
Exactly. I went straight for Legos. Come on, man.
Oh, man. Look at the time. All right. When we come back, we got to do a letter. And I don't know. If we can't get to the letter, I want to recap what we talked about yesterday. Harvest America and how we're going to be doing the pre-show in Phoenix. We're going to be on over 500 stations. Well, I ran into Chip in the hallway, and I got an update. Don't want to miss it. I think we probably have about a little over a month left of working here at Star 88. So enjoy it, because when we broadcast live for the pre-show at Harvest America, we're going to be fired. That's what's going to happen. We'll be right back. Hang out.
What's going on in the news today?
BET Music Award nominations are out.
The Trump administration is defending its revised travel ban before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Acting Solicitor General Jeffrey Wall, who's arguing for the administration, says it's well within the president's authority on immigration.
Both the Constitution and acts of Congress give the President of the United States authority to prevent aliens abroad from entering this country.
At the Capitol, President Trump paid tribute to law enforcement officers who've lost their lives in the line of duty.
As long as I'm president, you will always find an open door to the White House.
A request to reinstate the North Carolina voter ID law has been turned down by the Supreme Court.
A bus with 26 children and chaperones crashed on Interstate 95 in Maryland.
Lung cancer rates are on the downswing.
Don't look for Roger Federer at the French Open later this month. Tennis star said he's skipping the tournament to instead prepare to play on grass and hard courts later this season. Federer is an 18-time Grand Slam champion.
7:38. Good morning.
High today, 70 degrees. There's some police activity happening at Trisco Drive Northwest right at St. Joseph's Drive, and they have closed off that entire area. They're asking you to use Coors or Ooray. Ooray! Oh, ah! Yeah, if you can. Also, there's some road construction right in that area, Ladera Drive between Atrisco and 72nd. So that whole area is a mess right now. Steer clear of there, please, because, again, police activity at Atrisco Drive Northwest at St. Joseph's Drive right there at Ladera. No accidents to report. Things looking pretty good other than that. Let's look at traffic.
Brought to you by...
It's the new breakfast cereal that will make you get up and go, go, go! New breakfast blocks. Yay! It's sugar cubes rolled in frosted flakes and then covered with melted Reese's peanut butter cups. Oh. My teeth are getting sensitive just talking about them. New breakfast blocks. Look for Peg Leg the Pirate on the box. Arr, I just lost part of me leg eating breakfast blocks. Don't forget, type 2 diabetes causes blindness. But don't worry, because you'll love the smell and taste of new breakfast blocks. Part of this nutritious breakfast. Just make sure you eat the toast, bacon, eggs, cheese, pancakes, fruit, vegetables, orange juice, and milk.
Yay! New sponsor here on the Morning Invasion. Wonder if we're going to be able to play that one when we're out in Phoenix. Man. Yeah, June 11th. Steve-O and myself will be out at University of Phoenix Stadium on behalf of Harvest America. They asked us to do the pre-show, which is our show on over 600 radio stations.
I don't know why you keep getting nervous about this, man.
On over 600 radio stations.
They're going to hear you talking about this like you're not a professional.
On over 600 Christian radio stations.
This guy is not a pro, obviously. He's intimidated.
So just a little recap.
I eat this intimidation for breakfast with my breakfast box. Wash it down.
I got a sugar high just from listening to that commercial.
Bottle of confidence.
Yeah. So just to recap, I was in a meeting just last Friday with Steve-O and our bosses, and for some reason I didn't realize it, but yeah, they'd mentioned we're going to be on over 600 stations. Well, at first it was over 500, and they're like, oh, we're working on, we're going to try to get you on possibly 600. And so I'm sitting there going, what? Are you kidding me? I thought we were doing a pre-show, which was really just shooting us back here for people to hear us in Albuquerque.
Come on.
Yeah. That's not how Greg Laurie rolls.
I don't have time for stuff like that.
Come on. Greg Laurie.
Big time now.
This thing is on all over the world, all over the country. And it's
called Harvest
huge,
America.
It's huge. If you don't know what Harvest America is, it is this huge event. And thousands upon thousands of people show up at whatever stadium it's at. This year it's in Phoenix. And there's Phil Wickham, Need to Breathe, Mercy Me, Trip Lee. And Greg Laurie gives a message.
Art Garfunkel.
Yes.
Lives there, might be going to the show. That's what I was going
to
say.
We see thousands of people come to Christ. It's an amazing event. Well, they asked us to do the pre-show this year. And I was just thinking it was going to be this small little thing where we just beam us back here to Albuquerque. No, we're going to be on close to 600. We found out we're going to be on over 600. So I ran into Chip after our conversation yesterday on the air. Because I'm nervous about this. In the meeting, I said, okay, well, if we're going to be on 600 Christian radio stations around the country, we should probably prepare for this. Steve-O said, oh, come on. Yeah, prepare. Really? We just do our thing, man. It's no big deal, man. Yeah. We know what we're doing. We're pros. I'm sitting there going, are you kidding me? You realize this is going to be a little different. And I'm not worried about myself necessarily. I'm kind of worried about Steve-O a little bit. Because Steve-O's the one who always gets us in trouble. He's the one who gets us in trouble with the boss all the time. So I'm nervous. And I even mentioned in the meeting, I said, we should probably do some pre-shows.
Yeah.
You know, we should probably like really prepare for this. No, you're a dumb. No, you're fine. Okay, whatever.
So I run into Chip in the hall yesterday, and he goes, 600 stations, huh? That's funny. How about 1,000?
Yes.
Let me repeat that again. I run into my boss, Chip.
Yes.
Again, this is his idea. This is his idea.
He's the man with the plan.
He says, oh, 600 stations, huh? That's funny.
That's cute.
How about 1,000?
Yeah.
How about 1,000?
Heck yeah, man.
1,000 stations across the country? 1,000 stations. We jumped from 600 to 1,000 stations. And he said, yeah, and it's probably not going to stop there. So hold on to your horses. Get ready, boys. Then he gave me a pound, walked off into the sunset.
Heck yeah, man.
I wrote a letter to Greg Laurie trying to convince him that this is not a good idea. I haven't heard back from Mr. Laurie yet, but hopefully any day now I should get a reply. I'm hoping. He's a busy guy, I know. This can't happen.
It's going to happen, man.
I'm putting my foot down. Putting my foot down.
Yeah, you're going to put your foot down, and then you're going to put the other foot down.
No. Nope.
And then you're going to put the other foot down, and you're going to keep putting one in front of the other until we walk our way over to the University of Phoenix Stadium where we're going to be broadcasting live for 1,000 stations.
We're not going to do it.
Yeah.
I've decided we're not going to do it.
Yeah, we are. It's going to be a good time, guys. And you can listen in live right here on 88.3 FM, or if you listen on the web at star88.fm, or the app. Or the 999 other stations throughout the country will be simulcasting on for this major event.
The 900, the over 1,000.
Sounded like Casey Kasem there. Gosh, the
over
1,000
stations that we're going to be on. What's the average demographic?
I don't know.
What do you think?
30s.
Think 30s?
Yeah, why not? That's what I would say, honestly.
30 to 100?
Sure.
See, I was thinking, okay, I'll give you 50 to 100.
50?
Yeah. That's the average age on most of these, on some of these Christian stations.
20s. 30s.
20s, wow.
Yeah, dude.
So are we going to be on K-Love and Air One?
We're going to be on, like, everything. Seriously.
If you're a Christian station, we're taking over. It's going to be like
that episode of Max Headroom where they just took over all of everything.
Oh, my gosh. This is such a bad idea.
I've never actually seen an episode of Max Headroom. I just couldn't think of any other TV shows. I don't know why that one popped in my brain.
How? Okay, let's just say one station complains about us.
Why would a station complain about us?
There you go again. What reality do you live in? What do we do the same show every morning?
Yeah.
Are we?
Well, I mean, thankfully, no. Yeah, we're both here. It's a different show. There's variety, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And people love it.
Sure.
It's the top-rated morning show on 88.3 FM.
Here's the... Here's the thing. When I first started here a year ago, man, it was tough for quite a few listeners. I don't know if they stuck around or if they just gave up on us.
Yeah.
Knowing that I was kind of I wouldn't call myself a shock jock. Some people think I was a shock jock, which is crazy. I don't think I was, but I came from an alternative rock station and, a lot of people were freaking out when I first got here and, we had people that were not happy that I was here. Let's just say it how it is.
Sorry, hold on. A member of the Star Army wants to make sure they got the station correct. Yes, you are listening to 88.3 FM. They said they were trying to find Dex and Steve-O, but feel like they've tuned into Steve-O and Nancy.
Okay,
so,
well,
not sure.
You're not in the hot seat, go ahead and delete that one.
You're in the right.
Yeah, they're not in the hot seat.
Other people are unsure about this for different reasons. One says, oh, great. Now you might get a call from American Idol when all this goes well. Somebody else said, I'm not sure how I feel about 1,000 stations. There's going to be some crazy station out there somewhere in the U.S. that listens to you guys, really loves you, and then you're going to move and go live with them. And what am I going to listen to?
Guys, we'll get fired so quick. They're going to pull the plug on this broadcast so quick.
It's going to be amazing.
We won't make it an hour in. I think yesterday I said, I give us 30 minutes. I'll give us an hour, and they're going to pull the plug.
Well, the good news is Greg Laurie will actually be a guest, so you can ask him why he allowed this live on the radio over 1,000 stations.
Well, obviously he's never heard us before.
Say, did you not get my letter? I mean, you sent a letter, obviously, so you can talk to him then.
Yeah.
It's going to be really good.
Well,
thousand stations.
I'm doing whatever I can to make it not happen.
Well, it's happening.
I'm sending letters.
It's happening, sweetheart. Already got our hotel rooms booked, and we're traveling out there. It's going to be a really good time.
Sure. I'm all about going out and experiencing Harvest America, but pre-show, that's funny.
Yeah.
So we jumped from 600 stations.
Pre-show, more like the show. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll wait till we get out there.
We jumped from 600 stations to 1,000 stations that we're going to be broadcasting on. And to say that I'm freaking out a little bit, well, that's just...
I love this comment coming from Tempe, Arizona. Let me make sure I understand this, Dex. You don't want to be authentic and do what you guys normally do, which blesses so many people.
Blesses
but
you.
You want to water it down so you can please the market, KLove/Air1.
Never
you
said
regularly
that.
Take aim that. At? Please.
Never said that.
Just be normal, never, which means refresh.
Never said water it down. Hmm. What I am saying is I want to cancel it. That's what I'm saying. There's no watering down. I can't control this guy to my left. I can't do it. One of the big things I remember talking to my wife about this when I first, before I started here, I was so nervous because you're like a wild stallion. And I told
my
wife.
Dude, heck yeah, bro.
I said.
Wild stallions.
I told my wife, I don't know how I'm going to be able to control it. How am I going to lead the show with someone like a Steve-O? Who's just, he's wild and crazy.
See, I'm with this person. As long as you can steer away from Shock Therapy Live on the pre-show, you'll be fine.
Okay, well. Yeah. Is Nate coming out with us?
Oh, man.
I feel like that's when things are really going to.
It's going to be good, man.
Man. Yep, that's what I get from Steve-O. That'll be fine. It's going to be great.
It is going to be great.
Oh, man.
Confidence, bro.
And as the person who runs the ship here.
Yeah, you.
I want to make sure that everything runs right.
That's true.
I want to make sure that when and if we do this pre-show, that we do sound legit and professional.
Yeah. I don't have time to be boring with all the details and all that stuff. I just want to live, you know? So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You prep and do all that, and I'll just bring hilariousness. Pre-show! Pre-show! Pre-show!
Harvest America. It's June 11th, University of Phoenix Stadium. Greg Laurie, Trip Lee, Phil Wickham, Need to Breathe, Mercy Me. Make plans. Come on out.
Somebody said, Dex, I'm a shy introvert too. I feel your pain. You got to step out of your comfort zone.
No. Don't.
Just do it.
Don't
God
mistake
God is calling
what I'm saying.
You to a great opportunity.
Stop.
Are you going to deny God?
Don't mistake
Ooh,
what I'm saying.
Ooh, Starmy.
I am not one bit freaking out over the fact that we're just going to be on 1,000 stations. I think that's amazing.
1,000 stations,
That is a blessing. That is so cool that we get the opportunity to do that. I'm not nervous about that. I'm nervous.
He's worried about the one station in Arkansas who's not going to get one of my jokes and freak out.
Exactly. What happens then?
Nothing. What do you mean,
really?
What happens then?
Okay.
We get a letter from Arkansas. Hey, y'all.
Yeah, we had to drop the feed because of what one of the DJs said on the radio. We cannot have that, and so we had to drop the feed.
Oh, gosh.
It gets back to Greg Laurie, and he's like, well, what happened? Why did you drop the feed? They tell him why. What do you think Greg Laurie's going to do?
He is the pastor, like, host of this. What are you? He's not
like,
the Pope.
He's like the King of Calvary, whatever. He's like the head guy.
No, he's not.
Sure he is. I've seen that documentary.
Oh, man.
It's a big deal.
Oh, man. I can't.
It's a big deal.
Oh, I can't.
So, don't get me wrong, guys. I'm not nervous because I'm an introvert and it's like, oh, my gosh, that's not what it is at all. I'm freaking out because
it's
of the type
everything.
Of show. We're not the typical Christian
it's
morning
just
show.
Everything, and that's exactly
the
why
The only
want
reason
us.
Why we're here exactly. doing the show right now is because of God. There is no other explanation why this show exists.
Exactly.
It's because of God, and he's allowing it to happen.
Exactly. So let it happen. Let it happen, yo.
I just want to make sure we're on our game if this does happen.
We're always on our game.
Again, I've put in letters to Greg Laurie. I'm having Heidi work on contacts for me so I can make, I'm trying to get this thing canceled.
Man, I can't even read half of the comments that the live line is chiming in on right now with.
Well, of course, everybody wants us to go now. Nobody's going to side with me because they want us to go. They want to hear whatever is going to happen, happen.
Guys, stop. Stop giving him encouragement on the live line because he's not going to listen to it anyways.
You just do what you do every morning, buddy. Oh,
we can't do that. We can't do that. We can't do a Whiskey Somebody Tango said, Florida on hey, the show.
Worrying about the weather doesn't change the course of the storm, man. Relax, be yourself, and let the Hurricane Steve-O hit. Ooh. Huh? I added that last line.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. You know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to put together a montage. I'm going to put together a montage of all the times that we've gotten in trouble.
What?
And we'll go from there.
It's going to be the most boring 7 seconds of radio because we never get in trouble.
That is such a lie.
I mean, am I right?
So many racist comments from you.
Oh, my gosh. Stop saying stupid things.
Stop being so racist.
I'm not Wanda Sykes. Was that Wanda Sykes? Sounded like her.
Yeah. 505-585-LIVE if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Yeah, maybe just encourage me, guys. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, see, he just maybe I'm wrong. Stop it.
Maybe I'm wrong. But I just don't see this being a good idea. I don't see I see us leaving Phoenix fired. I see us leaving Phoenix with our head between
our
legs.
Well, the good news is my mom lives in Phoenix, so I just won't have to leave Phoenix. Just move back in with my mom.
Yeah.
Told you, I'm prepped, man. I'm prepared. One way or another. As the great theologian John Bon Jovi once said, shot down in a blaze of glory. Young Guns 2. That's right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. By the way, the Starmie said they are so proud to have the Morning Invasion representing Albuquerque out in Arizona. That's a big deal.
That's cool.
Yep.
Make sure you guys come out. Maybe you live in that area. June 11th, mark it on your calendars. It's going to be a great time. And if you can't make it out to Harvest America in Phoenix, we'll be broadcasting live right here on Star 88, KNKT. Heck, if there's a Christian station in your neck of the woods,
chances
we'll
are
we'll be there.
You'll be picking us up.
Yep. Mom, up in Montana, guess what?
AM 740.
You can turn on your FM AM radio, and there I am. Well,
that's actually true. I know we're going to be broadcasting in Montana.
I know. I mean, every state. I mean, if we're on over 1,000 stations, that's what we found out. We're going to be on over 1,000 different stations doing the pre-show for this. We're going to be on in every state.
Hey, listen. A member of the Starmie chimed in and said, look, Baxter, you're going to do great. Look at the bright side. At least you're not Dex. Huh?
Okay. People confuse me all the time. They confuse me all the time.
Do you still get approached places? People thinking you're Baxter?
All the time.
I love that.
They still think I'm over at the Edge doing the show.
Yeah.
They're like, I love what you guys did the other day. What?
Do you take the opportunity to let them know that you have a much better show on 88.3 FM? Gosh, see?
It gets uncomfortable and I just go with it.
Yeah. That's funny because last weekend I was at a baseball game and one of the parents came up and wanted to introduce me to his mom. And he was like, this is my mom. And I'm like, hey, good to meet you. And he goes, mom, this is my good friend, Jack. No joke.
Really?
And I think it's because back in the day, Jack, my son, was on his son's team.
Oh.
And so it was
that
like,
makes sense.
Yeah, man. And she goes, nice to meet you, Jack. And I said, nice to meet you too, ma'am. And I just let it go. I was like, Chrissy, you're going to have to call me Jack today. I don't want to embarrass him in front of his mom.
Yeah, right?
Just roll with it. I'm not even joking.
That happens to me all the time.
I'm not even joking.
I can never correct
him. I rolled with Jack for the rest of the afternoon. I was like, I could be a Jack. Some people say I'm a Jack. Am I right?
Oh, wow. Dump that. Dump that. Can't say that, man.
What?
Start getting used to
my
this
stuff. My son's
name. You know what? I'm going to make my own list of words that you can't say. And that's one of them. 505-585-LIVE. We have to take a break. We have a letter. I titled it The Bathroom Misadventure.
Oh, man.
You don't want to miss this letter we got. We'll do it when we come back. Lifehouse Hurricane, Star 88. Good morning. Beautiful outside right now. Tuesday. 8:03.
High today, 70 degrees. Traffic. Police activity. There, it is a SWAT situation. Avoid the area entirely. I'm talking about a Trisco Drive Northwest near St. Joseph's, Ladera. Police are asking you to use Coors or Ouray. Again, there's a SWAT situation happening in that area. Steer clear. There's also an accident. The center lane is blocked. I-25 south at Comanche. So I-25 southbound is completely backed up. Steer clear of there as well. Also, steer clear of all Starbucks today, because the system has crashed. There's an accident in their computer programming.
Oh.
No joke. We'll talk about that in a minute. That's your look at traffic.
Man.
Traffic!
Or right now. Check this out, dude.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Starbucks is down nationwide, but possibly worldwide. A member of the Starman was the one that put this on my radar. They've stopped at three so far. Rio Rancho, the one on Jefferson, and the one on San Mateo. And they finally told him that it's all of them. And yes, I've got actual, like, from a news outlet, that the computer systems are unavailable. They cannot process any customer transactions, so they are shut down.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. This has happened all over the globe.
The cyber attack.
Yeah. The systems that allow the coffee chain to take payments are completely down, so they cannot be open for business. Starbucks users nationwide are currently tweeting about the outages, noting that some Starbucks were actually giving customers a free tall drink of their choice or offering free brewed coffee, while others just had to close their doors. So from location to location, it depends. Somebody else said, wait, I just got Starbucks and paid with my phone.
Okay.
I wonder if that's possible. Yeah.
Huh.
Because according to different news reports, Starbucks has gone down across the nation. This happened a couple years ago. Do you remember this? There was a cyber attack and they shut them down for hours.
Yeah, I don't know if I remember that.
Somebody said literally just bought a Starbucks at Gibson. So apparently they fixed it already?
Maybe fixed.
Maybe it's
maybe
a different...
only certain locations. I would feel like if it was a nationwide thing, it would affect all of them, right?
Well, people are like, I must have been me. I must have crashed the system. But yeah, two members of the Starmy have chimed in saying, no, I got me a Starbucks.
Wow.
Yeah, Starbucks users nationwide have been tweeting it out. Baristas in some locations told customers the company had been the victim of a possible cyber attack, though the coffee giant has not said anything on social media about the outage. It has happened to stores in the United States and Canada, but not all of them?
Hmm.
That is interesting. So Starbucks computers are down in most areas, but apparently, like a couple members of the Starmy said, they got one. Yeah. Went to Starbucks this morning. Everything was fine. Wow. You know what's amazing is we've already had seven people chime in who have gotten Starbucks this morning.
Yeah.
Wow. Specifically Starbucks, not like, oh, I got coffee this morning. And somebody wanted to know if they couldn't just do paper tickets and cash. No.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for that update.
I guess Jimmy John's, this happened a few weeks ago. Somebody said, I went to Jimmy John's and they had the same issue, but they ended up giving him his food for free. And a rebel on the live line just chimed in and said, because I said not to get Starbucks, now they want to go get Starbucks.
Oh.
Gosh.
See there? Be careful with your words, man.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Listen to this. That's my mocha frappuccino. Starbucks ain't shut down.
It ain't shut down, man. Everything's
okay,
fine.
Okay, man. You sound like such a...
I thought they were shut down. He said, no, that's a hoax.
Okay.
Let me talk to that barista.
All right, hold on. Hello?
Oh, my gosh. You sounded like such a terrifying man at first, and then you're like... sipping your frappuccino through a straw and then just used that voice.
Booty, I love you. That was good.
Love you, Booty. That was hilarious, man.
That was good. Hello? Yeah. Is that what baristas sound like?
Oh, man.
Hello?
By the way, a new Starmie member. Oh? They just chimed in and said, just found you guys yesterday.
No way.
And my 16-year-old son and I are addicted now. We want to hear Dex singing again. Betty Davis. Yes. Oh, that's Betty White. Sorry. They just wanted to hear you again. I was thinking they wanted to hear you sing Betty Davis Eyes, but no. Betty White chimed in. Yeah, seriously. There's a Betty White in Albuquerque.
So I just have to ask you once more. Are you for sure? I'm yours.
Yeah. Hit it, Dex. Can we write an album, please?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll bring the guitar. We'll just start writing songs.
Sure, man.
I can do all the music and you just sing.
Yeah. I mean, you and I, we have some hits together. We've done it together a few times. I'm trying to find them right now.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay. I don't need the limelight.
Did you
hear that? I totally just lied. I don't need the limelight. That was hilarious. Man.
That was pretty
Forgive
funny.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
That was pretty funny.
It's been 7 seconds since my last confession.
That was pretty funny. All right, we have to do this.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
Wonder who it's from.
Thank you so much for writing to the show every morning and just encouragement that we receive.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
So
we love you, Starmie.
So great. We're always here for you. 585 Live, if you'd like to text in, and please give your advice, your wisdom. Dex and Steve-O, I love the show and always hear you guys reading and talking about bad date experiences. Had to write in to tell you what happened to me. Been seeing this guy for a couple of weeks, and I recently had dinner over at his house. Well, after dinner, I was having some stomach issues and had to go to the bathroom. Well, I didn't want to smell up the bathroom, so I got a match out of my purse and lit it. I don't know what I was thinking, but I throw the match in the trash can and then leave the bathroom.
No.
A few minutes later, we're watching TV and the smoke alarm goes off. We look down the hall and can see the light of fire coming out of the bathroom. We run down and the whole wall is on fire where the towels above the trash can caught fire. I turn to look at him and his eyes are the size of dinner plates. He tells me to call 911 and he gets an extinguisher. I swear I thought there was no way he was going to get it out, but he did. The fire department arrived 10 minutes later and they said he was very lucky to have been able to put it out. I was so embarrassed. I can't believe I'm actually writing into the show to tell you guys this, but I think it's one of those stories that has to be told. Love you guys. The bathroom misadventure. Man, we received, this is probably what, the fourth one that we've received that every time we get one of these bad date stories, it blows me away.
Yeah.
Because we've received some crazy ones.
So does he know?
What's that?
That she caught the bathroom on fire?
Yeah, see,
are
that's
they
all we
still
got.
Dating?
You know, this was really just a story to share.
I know. I need more, man.
There's really any question in there.
This is a terrible letter. Sorry, Starmie member person. This,
yeah,
it's great, but like, I need more.
Yeah, there's
like,
no question.
Does he know? Are you still dating?
Yeah, doesn't say.
What would you do, man?
I'm gonna assume that they're still dating. I mean, that's not something that you would dump somebody over, right?
They threw a match in your trash can and caught your bathroom on fire.
Trying to get the smell out, man.
Okay.
I understand that. Okay. I've been in that situation more than once. I mean, not on a date, but like at a friend's house.
She literally melted the walls. Yeah. Like, not metaphorically.
Almost burned
like,
his house down.
Like, blew up the bathroom. Like, she literally, she almost literally blew up the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, for realsies.
For reals.
You'd be just like, oh, that's cute. She's so adorable.
Really? After, let's say you're dating somebody for a couple weeks and things are great, except she does some stupid thing like throw a match.
Wait. Things are great, but she lit your bathroom on fire?
It was an accident, man.
She threw a match in the trash can.
It's a woman. She doesn't want to stink it up.
Okay, I'm gonna black out. I'm gonna black out. We gotta talk to your work wife.
Aaron?
Yes.
Dude.
My old co-host. Good morning.
Good morning, Buck.
I kind of felt like I needed to lend a hand on this before.
would you lend a hand?
Because, dude, I don't know how to feel.
Well, first and foremost, I mean, he just needs to marry the girl.
What?
You know?
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely. You know what? She came clean, no pun intended. And, you know, I mean, he was going to find out about it anyway, probably from the security cameras in his bathroom. So,
what?
Security cameras in his bathroom?
That's illegal, I think, in most states.
That's illegal in most states, yeah. No, you know what, man? I mean, if you can get by something like this, then yeah. You know what? You probably love her.
Right. That's a story.
Y'all
man.
Have weird taste in marriage material. She burnt your bathroom down.
It was an accident,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know, dude, but I mean, just a... Oh, okay.
Listen. Her heart was in the right place.
Exactly.
She was trying not to smell the place up.
Exactly.
You know, things happen sometimes. And you know what? What a great story to tell your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost burnt down your father's home when we were dating.
Okay.
After, you know, the first accident that I had.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right,
yeah. Doug.
Hey, when are we leaving for Phoenix? I need to know. I need to schedule it.
June,
you can't come.
June 6th, I think, or 7th.
You're not radio ready.
Did you know, really? Well, Steve-O called me yesterday and told me I was in.
That's true.
So. I don't think we can squeeze you in.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I'll talk to the powers that be about this.
Okay. There you go.
Well, all right.
Man. Live line going crazy. Phone lines are going crazy.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing? It's your favorite neighbor.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, but man, I'm just laughing at that crazy story.
So what would you do in this situation?
Hey, that's a good question, brother. I don't know. That's kind of hard. Like,
right?
Think about it. Like,
lit your bathroom on fire.
How is this hard?
What are you talking about?
There's nothing to even talk about.
Lit your bathroom on fire.
Oh my gosh, it happens, man. This stuff happens all the time. It was an accident.
This stuff does not happen all the time.
It doesn't happen all the time. That's the thing.
There you go.
First of all, if you light a match in the restroom, you're supposed to throw it in the toilet.
Exactly.
Or put it under the water in the sink, you know what I mean?
Yep, exactly. See, you don't want to go camping with this girl.
Yeah, everybody.
If you're an outdoorsy type.
Yeah, you throw a match in the woods a la monster.
Dude.
That's too wild, bro.
There you go.
That's too wild, but I feel for the guy, and I feel for the woman. Poor thing, you know, that's a good embarrassment.
It is pretty embarrassing.
Half. Beautiful. Thanks, man.
Behalf, so.
There you go.
Anyway, love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Right?
Love you, man.
Somebody said he needs to press charges. She's an arsonist and a criminal.
Okay.
We've had like 7 people chime in with this poopery stuff.
Really?
I'm not even joking. People are like, it's a lifesaver and apparently a bathroom saver. Poopery. It's like a spray that you keep in your purse.
Yeah.
There you go, girl.
I like that. Looks like a bottle of ranch dressing.
Somebody said this is hilarious. I would totally just laugh about it and love her even more.
I think I would too. I think that's just a funny thing that happened.
Somebody said definitely wife material. She will make life very interesting and not boring.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Well, now they're coming in.
What?
Bathroom mishap stories.
Oh, wow. Okay. What happened? Tell us about
when
it.
When he was... dating a girl.
Oh, no.
This lovely member of the Starmie dropped number 2 at the girlfriend's house and stopped up her bathroom.
Oh.
But here's the thing. She did not have a plunger in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
He didn't want to go tell her.
Been in this situation.
So to avoid embarrassment, he used his hand
to
break it up.
Oh, wow.
Never told her.
Wow.
Man, we do some... the things we do to avoid embarrassment. I feel like I would just have to hold it.
I'm like, picturing that.
Like, no, you just can't use the bathroom you like use, that.
Like plunging that house. With your yeah, hand? Yeah. That's crazy!
Yeah, but then you didn't have to tell the girlfriend. Starmie, man.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh gosh. It was really...
Yeah. I've had this happen to me a couple of times, and I don't think I could share them on the
radio. Oh, man.
Because I have a bad stomach at times, depending on what I eat. And I murdered a couple bathrooms in my time.
No, this person literally tried to murder his bathroom. She caught it on fire, man.
What?
She caught his bathroom
on fire. Oh, I thought somebody else fire. Did.
No. Oh.
Yeah, we got a letter. Because we get these letters. It's almost like you guys want to try to beat the story that we read every week. And this
She caught his bathroom on fire, man.
It's not a bad day, but they've been dating a couple weeks. They really like each other. She went over for dinner at his house, had stomach issues, had to go to the bathroom. Well, she lit a match. She had a match in her purse. She lit it because that gets away the smell. And she threw the match in the trash can and then left the bathroom. Well, they're sitting on the couch watching TV. Smoke alarm goes off. They look down the hall. They see a light, the light of fire coming out of the bathroom. They run down. He says, call 911, grabs the fire extinguisher, and he put it out. She said I was so surprised that he actually put it out. And, she almost burned his house down because she threw a match in the trash can.
Yeah.
Please don't ever throw a match in a trash can.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. Burn your house down.
Thank you.
505-585-LIFE. You can text in. Or call us at 338-3700.
Seriously, most people are just chiming in with the poopery or the spray that you just need to keep in your purse, girl.
Yeah, everybody should have that.
But what about dudes? Everybody? Do you have that?
I meant like in your bathroom. You should always have the spray stuff in your bathroom.
Oh, okay. In your own bathroom?
Yeah.
But then they're going to know you used it, meaning
you made
a mess. It's embarrassing. Obviously, people are trying to avoid the embarrassment so that
everybody knows.
Really dumb, drastic things.
You're talking like that just nobody ever does it. It's not embarrassing.
Well, I mean,
it
obviously happens. We know girls don't.
Well.
Right? Oh, well. Right? Freaking me out, man. Oh, gosh. That reminds this star. Remember that brand new movie? Have you seen that new movie trailer for Constipated? Don't worry, it hasn't come out yet.
Okay.
Hey-o! Yeah! Thank you, Starmie. I heard that joke this week already from my 11-year-old.
Good call, sir.
Can we move on?
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Oh, man! Taco Lady was there!
Oh, man!
I forgot about Taco B Lady!
Taco B Lady was on the scene!
Oh, my gosh. Okay, speaking of, a member of the Starmie needs some advice, since we're talking about bathrooms.
Okay.
They have a friend that does this, and they're kind of concerned. Do you have any friends that don't flush the toilet at their house? They said they conserve water, so they do not flush if it's number one.
I do that.
Only number two. Is this normal? I think it's disgusting.
I only do it in my bathroom, in my room. Only number one, because it does. It saves water.
Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah, you just put
right
the lid down.
That's so gross.
Why is that gross?
Because it's going to smell
not
bad.
Not if you put the lid down.
It'll still smell.
I got a big
it's
bathroom.
It's still lingering. Really? You do this?
I do it.
Member, I'm with you. I think that is odd.
Honestly, though, I'm the only one that uses that bathroom. I'm the only one. So that's probably why I don't get in trouble by the wife or anybody else, because I'm the only one that uses that bathroom.
Yeah.
But yeah, it saves water. I think that's a good thing.
Okay.
As long as it's just number one. Got to make it into a weird thing.
I just can't.
Man.
I just can't. That's so weird to me. Other people are chiming in with sprays that she needs. Okay. Somebody said, too bad she didn't have a large bucket of water to throw that match into. Oh, wait, the toilet!
Yeah.
Somebody else said the motto in our house, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. I don't understand this, man.
Yeah.
Somebody said, yeah, it may save water, but it stains your toilet.
Okay. Who cares?
And about 17 people have sent in the scene from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Everybody thought of that scene. I always think about that scene.
Yeah.
I've been in that scene before.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody said if they decide to get married at the wedding, he could tell people that she lit a fire both in his heart and the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody said definitely not gross. I do that at night especially so I don't wake up other people.
There you go.
Somebody said my cousin does that because he's from Moriarty. They have to haul down their own water there, so they conserve it. I don't know. No. I can't read some of these.
Bathroom misadventures.
Somebody wants to know how much water it really conserves. That's weird, man.
I don't know, man. It does. It doesn't matter if it's a few pennies or not. It still saves you money. It's not a big deal.
Wait, saves you money?
Not a big deal, man.
That's why you do it, to save money?
Sure.
Do you save turn the lights on and off?
That's like why I only shower. I shower once a week.
Oh, gosh. I was wondering why it smelled like poopery in here.
I just spray.
Just masking the
smell. I just spray this spray that I got online, man, and it just like washes my body, like soaks in and takes away all the dirt. It's pretty cool. Want to try some?
Yeah.
Thank you for the letter. It's so great. If I guess if there's more to the story, like, are you guys still together? We'd like to know, I guess. You know, maybe did he... I'm sure she would have shared that information if she got dumped.
Yeah.
505-585-LIVE. Don't forget Quality Time Tuesday coming up at 9. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Ow! Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
BET Music Award nominations are out.
The Trump administration is defending its revised travel ban before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Acting Solicitor General Jeffrey Wall, who's arguing for the administration, says it's well within the president's authority on immigration.
Both the Constitution and acts of Congress give the president of the United States authority to prevent aliens abroad from entering this country.
At the Capitol, President Trump paid tribute to law enforcement officers who've lost their lives in the line of duty.
As long as I'm president, you will always find an open door to the White House.
A request to reinstate the North Carolina voter ID law has been turned down by the Supreme Court.
A bus with 26 children and chaperones crashed on Interstate 95 in Maryland.
Lung cancer rates are on the downswing.
Don't look for Roger Federer at the French Open later this month. Tennis star said he's skipping the tournament to instead prepare to play on grass and hard courts later this season. Federer is an 18-time Grand Slam champion.
Oh, yeah. Subaru.
What?
Getting on Gran Turismo. Gonna go real far. Picking you my Mitsubishi. Cause you're my favorite car.
That's good. That's real good.
I love you, Gran Turismo. You're my jam, girl. PS3 shout out.
Oh man. It's 8:37.
I have no idea where that came from.
Man.
I heard that music and it was like, yeah, man, Gran Turismo!
That was good.
Get me an Evo!
Nah, this is Linkin Park, man. Yeah. No. You took it, made
clearly.
You took that and you made it.
Chester Bennington played too much Gran Turismo back in the day. I'm talking like all the way back to the PlayStation. It had like the double disc.
Sure.
Because it was too big of a game. One disc couldn't contain my Mitsubishi, yo. Ah!
It is 8:37.
No! I had a day of 70 degrees.
Oh, clothes are done. Get those clothes out, Jack.
Never! I will never do that for you! Hold on, man. I'm gonna. Do you want, like your whites folded?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
If you could fold them.
I-25 South at Comanche, the two right lanes are blocked. I'm not laughing at the accident. That's actually pretty terrible. But I was thinking of Gran Turismo. And in Gran Turismo, you wouldn't have these accidents because, let's be honest, it was more of like a simulator than anything. Because, like, it's not like Burnout. You know, like, Burnout, you would have accidents like this. Two right lanes blocked I-25 south of Comanche. That's crazy. Police SWAT situation is still going on at Atrisco Drive Northwest at St. Joseph's. It's completely closed. Man, I just want to go play Gran Turismo.
That it?
Thank
you.
My bad. Traffic brought to you by the new album from The Lonely Island featuring that last hit you just heard.
Okay. Man, speaking of accidents,
yeah.
I don't know why people post these things on Facebook, but there was somebody posted a link. It was titled People Who Lost Their Life in the Name of Adventure. And they posted like four videos of people rock climbing.
Oh, why would you watch that?
And they fell.
What is wrong with
to
you?
To their death.
Okay.
It's awful. I don't know why they would post that. Because you post those things, and then I feel the need like I have to watch it. Please don't post stuff like that on Facebook or anywhere else. What is wrong? It's terrible.
Wait, they made a Gran Turismo 7 for the PS4? Sorry, oh, man. Sorry, man.
I'm going to delete that rejoin. Sure, I never play that one again.
No, play it. You know you like, dude, GT2, though, back in 99, dog, for the original PlayStation double disc.
Double disc.
It was so dope. Yeah. It was so dope. GT3, man.
Quality Tam coming up at 9.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I need a new racing simulator game, guys. Is there anything comparable for the Xbox One? Do you know?
I don't know.
I mean,
I haven't played any racing games in a long time.
I haven't either.
But you I don't need anything, man. You got Mario Kart.
Forza would. No, that is so not it, man.
Yeah, huh?
The boys and Chrissy play that all day long.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's arcadey and weird, and I'm not.
It's arcadey.
It's not. It's not like a racing simulator.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Better. I want to play a game where I can actually unlock my Mazdarth. All right. Black on black on black. Although right now it's black on silver on yellow because I hit a curb.
Okay.
I hit a curb, man.
You
and
hit a
now
curb.
One of my quote rims, you know, the hubcap that comes with my car because it was free, is totally shredded.
What the heck, man? You're destroying your car.
So now you can drive it. I mean, good news.
Oh, now you'll give me the keys.
Yeah, I've already ruined it.
Oh, man. It was just a matter of time, guys. It was a matter of time before I knew this would happen.
Yeah.
You need to be careful.
Okay.
Was it your fault? See, it was your fault, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah. Not paying attention. Yeah. Probably texting and driving.
News?
Back to you.
A United flight out of Houston was delayed several hours on Thursday after a scorpion crawled out of passengers' clothing. A United flight out of Houston was delayed several hours on Thursday after a scorpion crawled out of a passenger's clothing!
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Do you remember United flight like a month ago where there was a scorpion-related incident? Get over here! Dude, Injustice 2 came out today!
Okay.
That's I gotta go. I gotta pick it up. What time is it? Oh, Best Buy's not open yet. I mean, that random store I'm going to.
You're fired.
Oh, Alexa, you can't fire me.
She loves you.
I'm never flying on an airplane again. Ever.
Yeah, me neither. You know what? I'm with you.
You know?
I'm with you.
However,
man.
I do think that if I ever were fired from here, I'm going to be a flight attendant because I would be dope at that job.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I
would. You would be the worst.
Oh, I would be amazing. I'd be the dude on, if you'll notice out there. Dude, I would be hilarious.
Okay, you'd be funny.
Yeah.
You would be really, really funny. But the minute you, there's no way you would break down and freak out and probably punch somebody.
What are you talking about? I haven't punched somebody in 7 hours. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Which is weird because that puts me awake at 1:42 in the morning.
You're too emotional.
I do math.
That's this is why we're so different.
I'm not emotional.
I can shut off my emotions. I can seriously just shut it off. You
no, you no.
Yeah,
no. Saying you can shut off your emotions would imply that you have emotions. You don't have emotions.
Okay, yeah.
You are an emotionless robot.
It's because I have my emotions turned off all the time.
Yeah. You flipped the off switch when you were 9 and somebody forgot to turn it back on.
That's not true.
It's very true.
No, nope, it was actually in 2012.
Your mom was crying on Mother's Day on our phone call and you just sat there soulless.
Yeah, I did.
I wept for you.
Yeah, I did.
And for all mothers, because I have a proper amount of emotion.
Cry me a river. Yeah.
Yeah, girl. All right. A Girl Scout troop leader in Kentucky is facing charges for stealing $15,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies. She picked them up from a distributor back in February, but never handed them out and skipped town.
Wow.
$15,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies,
I hope she goes to jail.
Yeah. Going back a story, a United flight out of Houston was delayed several hours on Thursday after a scorpion crawled out of a passenger's clothing.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
By the way, a beautiful Starmy member just chimed in and said that I would be an amazing flight attendant.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
If you were the first customer that Steve ever got.
All right, y'all, we're going to be enjoying our flight today from New York to California. Means we got a lot of hours to kill together, so get cozy, say what's up to the person next to you, maybe hug them unless they're weird about touchy-feely things. This is Debbie. She's going to be showing you how to use your seatbelt, but if you're over the age of 7, I feel like you should probably know how to work that because it's been the same since the 1400s.
10-4, right. Copy that.
There's also going to be a little floaty thing, don't worry. Like I said, we're going from New York to L.A., so the chances of us actually going over water are 0%, so who cares? Am I right? All right. You will also notice if things start to freak out like in the movies, those little oxygen masky things are going to drop down. Make sure you put it on yourself first because you're a selfish person, and then find the kid next to you because you want the next generation to continue. But really, we're in a traveling bullet going like 600 miles an hour. So chances are those cute little oxygen masks are just going to keep you awake long enough to hit the ground and explode. So if you'd like to pass out before, then please refrain from using the oxygen masks. Thank you so much for flying Steve-O Airlines. We're going to kick this bad boy off right now with some Phil Collins.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
First off.
Amazing.
Now imagine doing that every trip. All right.
Yeah.
A week goes
new
by.
New audience.
Month goes
new
by.
New audience.
It's the exact same speech.
It's a
Maybe
totally
you
different audience.
Change it up every once in
Whatever,
a while.
Whatever, dude. We do the show
you
every day and I change
postal.
It up. Every
you
day.
You would go postal.
No, I would not.
Yes, you would.
Amazing
There's
flight
no
attendant.
There's no way. Yeah, first couple times, sure. Yeah.
Hit me up, Southwest.
So you have to deliver drinks to everybody.
I like flying for free.
Until you get that that rude person who, you know, you messed up on.
No,
you know,
no.
I said no ice. You
know
gave
who gets
me ice.
Rude? You know who gets rude people? Rude people.
Okay.
All right? You just don't deal with the shenanigans.
Okay, yeah.
You just love the tar out of them.
Uh-huh.
Change their attitude real quick.
Yep. First time that somebody doesn't want to leave their seat, how are you going to handle that situation?
I mean.
Huh? Tell me that.
I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody just chimed in and said, I bet Steve-O was the kid that cried every time one of his goldfish died.
Yes, he was.
That's not true, because my goldfish never died. I had him for 17 years.
What?
Ask my mom.
Seriously, I don't doubt
I'd
that.
Come home, and he'd still just be there. Hey, Goldie, what's going on? I'd leave.
It's 'cause your
there
mom
were a couple
would change
times
out the
fish. He was like floating upside down doing like the backstroke. Yep. My mom was like, don't worry, baby. When you get home from school, he'll be right as rain. I would get home, and I'd be like, Goldie's alive! I was never in tears.
Longest
goldfish in the history of mankind. Thanks, Mama.
Wow.
I love you.
Okay.
Somebody said, Steve-O, I could totally see you doing the flight safety brief as Pauly Shore. Okay.
Oh, don't ever say his name.
Oh, man. Somebody said, 1,000 radio stations. I have full confidence in you guys. Steve-O is a flight attendant.
You know what? I feel you.
Hey. Why you gotta hurt my feelings, man?
Sorry, man.
Why you gotta get personal on this?
You couldn't do it.
I could do it in a heartbeat.
No, you couldn't.
Let's hear yours. You think you could be a better flight attendant?
No, I never said I could.
Oh, okay. Why are you down in my dreams, man?
Because I feel like if you had to be around people all the time, you would snap.
I love
like
people.
Like every other
you
flight
attendant.
You are putting
this on yourself. You hate people.
No,
I love people.
No. Oh, when you work in customer service, you told me so many stories about the time you were a barista, the time you threw that hot coffee in that person's face. Remember that? Remember that time when you stuck your leg out and tripped that poor kid who was sticking his, you know what, out? You tripped him?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yep, he'd be fired so quick.
I don't know what you're talking about. I forgot to tell people where the exits are. Shoot. Hold on, let's go back.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine? We like take off and I'm like, oh, no. Sorry, guys. I totally forgot to mention. If you're sitting by the wing and have the worst view of outside ever, that means you're in charge of also getting everybody out in case we crash and somehow live. Seriously. I don't know why you get stuck with this job. Maybe it's because you're the weird one that actually likes sitting by the wing. Who knows? Does anybody like sitting by the wing?
I don't like sitting by the wing.
I hate that. You look out the window and it's like, dang. I bet that skyline would look pretty sweet if it weren't for this giant metal contraption just kicking it outside. Plus that horror movie when you were a kid,
oh
that
my
like
gosh.
Freaky thing on the wing.
Yeah.
There's something on the wing.
Twilight Zone?
Yeah, dude. Nobody wants to sit by the wing.
Yeah, man.
You get stuck there.
Jeez.
Ugh. Is it weird to everybody that I don't drink coffee?
You didn't drink any coffee this morning. I didn't. What happened? He was in the bathroom for quite a while, guys.
My natural endorphins. You know, God has blessed me so much. Also, just preparing for Harvest America. Because we're going to need a lot of content. So I'm just starting my improv game early, you know?
See, we're doing the pre-pre show now.
Pre-pre. I like that. Moving on to television. Fox made their big announcements on some of their TV shows. We mentioned this in the 6 o'clock hour. However, what we did not mention are the shows that got the axe.
Okay. Tell me what got the axe.
Are you ready?
Hate this time of year.
Scream Queens.
Never watched it.
Never saw it. However, I think it's kind of hilarious that I used the term got the axe about a horror show. At least that's what I'm assuming it is because it's called Scream Queens.
I think it's a lot. I watched the first episode. It's like Scream, the movies, and they even did a TV show.
Well, then it's hilarious that I said it got the axe. Hilarious!
You're fired.
Okay. Other shows Fox is not bringing back. APB.
Yep, we knew that.
Bones?
Didn't watch it.
Coupled?
Nope.
Making History?
Nope.
Pitch?
Nope.
Rosewood?
Nope.
Sleepy Hollow?
No, but that had like 4 seasons, didn't it? 4 or 5?
I mean, Son of Zorn?
Yeah, nope.
You the Jury?
Nope.
Okay, how about these? The shows at Fox renewed. Bob's Burgers?
Nope.
Okay. Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Nope.
Empire?
No.
The Exorcist?
I watched that.
Really?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. Family Guy?
Nope.
Gotham?
Oh, wait.
Huh?
That's safe?
Yeah.
These are safe. Okay.
Yes. Whew. Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah.
Okay. Last Man on Earth?
I've watched first season.
Oh, Lethal Weapon coming back!
That's my jam right there, guys. Lethal
That's
Weapon.
Actually a pretty fantastic
Love
show.
Love that show.
Lucifer, MasterChef Jr., The Mick, New Girl, The Simpsons, Star, and The X-Files. They have yet to determine the fate of a couple shows, including Prison Break.
Man, I'm almost done with Prison Break. I'm about 6 episodes into this new season, and that's one of my favorite shows.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my gosh. I doubt they'll bring that back.
One complication for 24 is the availability of star Corey Hawkins. He's currently starring in the Broadway production of 6 Degrees of Separation.
What?
So they're not sure if they're going to continue 24.
Kill him
which
off.
Means
bring back Jack.
I'm 8 episodes behind and going to delete it when I get home.
Ugh.
You know what I did catch up on, though? Better Call Saul.
Oh, I'm not caught up. Oh.
That show could be better than Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
But the reason I say could be is because I think part of the reason why it's so phenomenal is because it's a backstory of an already fantastic show.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of setup already been done, so you can't have this show without Breaking Bad. I still think it's
yeah.
Phenomenal.
I wonder how that would work if, let's say, Better Call Saul
if
came
we had
out
just
first
seen it
and
in
then
order,
Breaking Bad,
right? It wouldn't have the same because half of the magic is like seeing Gus and seeing these different characters that you already know their fate and you know how things turn out. But getting to see how that became a oh man, yeah. I love it, love it. Okay, Other shows still on the bubble are Shots Fired, Wayward Pines, Kicking and Screaming, Hotel Hell, and Home Free. I've never heard of any of these shows.
Yeah, ever since I got rid of my DirecTV, I don't really watch a whole lot of those like network shows anymore.
Now, I'm not one to jump on the controversy bandwagon and talk about how, like, oh, it's because we're Christians that we're getting persecuted. However, an interesting case was stated this week on Yahoo, who is that site for the most part. A lot of the writers on that, super left, super, like, anti-religion, anti-whatever. And including this article I was reading.
I'm glad you're going to bring this up because I haven't read about
this. But they were stating this case for Tim Allen. Last Man Standing was one of the shows that was cut this week.
And that's been on forever.
It is, dude, it's the time of year when, you know, they're making these renewals and they're canceling things and then they look at them. And Last Man Standing, after six seasons, got the axe. It's crazy because that's actually a very, very popular show. And so, of course, immediately, people believe they know why it got the axe. Tim Allen is a very vocal Hollywood conservative, very pro-Trump. In fact, the show, he plays a character not far off from his real-life person.
Right.
He's basically...
He owns a gun shop.
Well, he's a proud, straight, white, monogamous, Christian, gun-shooting male. He talks about hunting. He belittles men around him who he considers too soft and sensitive. He rallies against political correctness. Everybody else around him basically treats him like a much older senile person with kindness, care, and perhaps a little pity. I have never heard anybody say anything negative about the show, actually.
Yeah, it's almost like Tim, Home Improvement, Tim the Toolman Taylor. It's almost like his character jumped into this show a little bit. You know? They're kind of almost the same.
Well, a story ran last week saying despite high ratings, ABC cancels Trump-friendly sitcom Last Man Standing. After that, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker linked that story. Glenn Beck jumped on board. Bill O'Reilly jumped on this bandwagon, and people are saying, hey, man, why was this show canceled?
Yeah.
And ABC is refusing to comment. it wasn't a ratings blockbuster, but here's the thing. You're on ABC on Friday night, and that time period that they were on required that basically you got to be competitive. Be competitive with the shows around you. Do not lose viewers year to year in big ways. Like I said, Last Man Standing was six seasons in, and it was the third most watched ABC scripted series behind only Grey's Anatomy and Modern Family.
Wow.
So it was very, very, very popular. So why was it canceled? ABC refuses to say.
Advertising, maybe? Were advertisers pulling out or anything like that?
No. No, nothing.
Really?
If anything, it was on the rise. Like, the ratings were amazing.
What?
Everybody was loving the show. Right. They're speculating that one possible reason could be that the show was produced by 20th Century Fox and not ABC itself. So it's... We're at a place where networks are wanting to create their own content and own all of their series for maximum profits. So they also canceled Dr. Ken, which was Friday night's the other Friday night show. So they're saying that maybe ABC wanted to give its Fridays a fresh start with new programming, fresh blood, and all that.
Doesn't make any sense if it's a highly rated show, advertisers.
Third most watched show on ABC.
Yeah.
Behind only Grey's Anatomy and Modern Family. That's pretty big.
Well, you know, hey, same thing happened to Buck and I.
They claim that Last Man is a blue-collar comedy that appealed to viewers in the heartland, a constituency that helped elect Donald Trump as president and had been energized post-election as evidenced by the rating success of this new USA drama Shooter. So they're saying that it was actually a pretty great show, and if you watch the show past its first season, it became... more interesting. A show basically about maintaining common sense in a world gone a bit crazy, in one which its female supporting cast was heard from just as forcefully as Tim Allen's character was.
Hmm.
So if ABC was trying to be inclusive of everyone, appealing to a wide audience, which is something that, you know, you think network television should be doing,
yeah,
then why is it canceled? So a lot of people are complaining it's become a big deal. But, I doubt it's going to be making a comeback. But it's just another one of those things where now, if you are on the media is totally left-wing bandwagon, I just gave you more fuel for the fire. Yeah. I'm sorry, because now you're going to be more consumed. But, yeah, third most watched show on ABC. Killing it.
I wonder if like Netflix are going to pick them up or something. Somebody's going to look at that and go, okay, well,
yeah,
we'll
dude.
Make money off of it if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Tim Allen's great. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
I'm a fan.
505-585-LIVE if you want to text into the show. When we come back, Quality Tam Tuesday. Enough to pursue me. Toby Mack, Love Broke Through.
Oh, man! I was having such a good day.
Good morning.
I was having such a good day.
Her name is Tam. It's Quality Tam. She's here, guys. And girls.
Hey, are you going to go with us to Phoenix?
Wait.
What?
Did I just do that?
No.
I'm sorry. Was that a bad idea? Sorry. I mean, never mind. Never mind.
Should we start over?
Forget that. Okay. We're going in July.
It is 9:05.
My birthday.
It is 9:05. Good morning.
High today of 70 degrees. I'm sorry, dude. I just drop it. Was that bad? Okay.
I just got uninvited.
Oh. Hey, the roads. Yeah, let's talk about traffic, everybody. Police activity. Still, SWAT situation. Atrisco Drive Northwest at St. Joseph's and Ladera. Be careful there. And by be careful, I mean get away from there. They're asking you to use Coors, if possible, or Ouray, because, yes, SWAT situation. It is closed in that area. No other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Just a little warning before we kick off Quality Tam Tuesday. If you're prone to seizures, you should probably change the channel right now.
What?
Okay.
Are you
back to you.
Do?
It gets a little hectic in here when you come in. I feel like I don't have a seizure every Tuesday
That's
when you come in.
That's not funny, man.
People suffer with that.
Thank you. What? Wait, how am I teaming up with Tam? I gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta leave right now. I hate everything about myself.
All right, so I don't know if you heard, Tam. We'll let you in on this.
Don't tell her.
I apologize. You don't have to. You don't.
Don't
have to.
Uninvite
She's gonna
me.
Find out. She's gonna find out.
Oh, dude, that's a great song by Alanis Morissette. Do you guys remember Uninvited?
Oh,
that was a good one.
But
okay.
Yeah.
Oh. There you go. You're gonna bite me? What?
No, you're uninvited.
Oh,
sorry, Alanis sings funny.
Can tell.
I'm gonna have a seizure.
Love you.
Okay. It's gonna happen.
I love
Back
you.
Back to you, Dex. What is it?
So Harvest America in Phoenix is happening. You know what Harvest America is, right?
I do.
Yeah, big
We're
deal.
We're doing the free
you guys
show.
Are going?
Oh my gosh.
We're
going
to be broadcasting
Steve-O.
On over 1,000 stations.
You just literally said everything he was going to try and tell me.
It was my idea.
Oh, okay.
I was the one trying to invite you.
That's totally great. I
I'm
love
in a
it.
Really good mood
so
today.
So you want me to come with you?
No,
and you
stop.
Already
Steve-O,
asked them
this.
If I could sing?
No.
Oh my
Wait,
God!
Sing? What?
Thank you.
No, Tam is going to sing at Harvest America.
No, you're no, not sing. Nobody wants to hear you sing, dude.
So for some reason, somebody thought Chip, it was a good idea for us to do the pre-show.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I found out just a few days ago, last Friday,
yeah.
that we're going to be on. Over 500 stations.
And he's been freaking out like a girl ever since. I apologize to all women out there.
No,
that's
no, no,
not
no.
fair. He's acting Stop. Like a toddler.
I'm not freaking Sorry, out.
You know what? I apologize to toddlers everywhere. Gosh.
Shut his mic off. Can't
just
do
shut
it.
Him
I'm going to have a seizure.
Shut his mic. Get
not,
it, Dan.
I'm going to shut your mic off, Tam.
Don't. Oh, sorry. Back to you. Go ahead, Dex.
I'm not freaking out because we're going to be on over 500 stations.
Why are you freaking out?
I'm freaking out because of this guy right here. Do you see how he acts?
He's going to make a bully.
How many times have we been in the boss's office? Ask me since I've gotten hired on a year and a half, a little over a year ago.
I'm so happy you can't hear us, but honestly, you should be careful.
11 times.
He's
11 times we've been in the boss's office
fire.
Because of what he says. Okay?
Check one, two.
Because of
check
what he
one,
says.
Just gonna start doing
All right?
Yeah. I am free
All right?
That I'm
yeah, you're definitely
We're
going to
be
fired.
Okay. So then the next day, I show up and I find out that it's going to be over 600 stations.
I don't know the words.
Okay? And rising. Yesterday, oh I'm walking down the hall. I run into Chip.
What do you say?
He goes, "Oh, 600 stations. You think that's a lot? Try 1,000.
6,000 or 1,000.
I just ran into him in the hall again.
What do
he
you
said?
Say?
Oh, 1,000. You think 1,000's a lot? How about 1,000,000?
No, he didn't.
Chip said we're going to be broadcasting on 1,000,000 stations.
There's not. That's
June
not even
11th,
possible.
We'll be on in every radio station across the world.
That's highly improbable.
Okay, that I believe. And I think, you know, sometimes Devo does well under pressure, so maybe he will.
Are you kidding me?
Thanks, girl.
Maybe he'll,
you
know, switch
back.
It up.
Yeah.
The worst thing about this whole thing is that we're sitting in the meeting and I was being very professional, like, okay.
You were trying really hard.
I was sitting there going, well, we need to really work the kinks out and figure out how we're going to do this, because if we're going to be on that many, that's what he did. He goes, oh, we're fine. We're fine. We don't need to rehearse.
Over-prepping, overthinking. Am I right? Just give me a microphone and tell me where to talk.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. So think about the type of Christian radio stations we're going to be on.
Oh, man.
Very conservative.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you got to say that?
Demographic is going to be a lot older than the Starmie. Most of the Starmie. I know we have some older people out there
listening. Oh, they are
going to
be a little bit older. Yep.
So they don't know how to handle. See, the people that are listening right now, they know how to handle us. They've been listening to us. They're used to us.
Well.
But we're going to shock the people that are tuning in to their favorite radio station. And they're going to hear this guy behind me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just.
Probably saying a naughty word like "gosh," and you—they're going to pull the plug on the station.
I know some really cool old people. I know some really cool old people.
Why? Why we got it? Why you got it? Like, he's an ageist, man. He's like,
no, I'm not. I'm a realist.
It's going to go well. You know, I thought that this weekend. I was concerned about the 8 o'clock service because sometimes there seems to be a different demographic in the 8 o'clock service.
That's so true, right?
And as you know, this
I went to the 8 o'clock service once and I was so tripped out.
I danced to a Beyonce song on the stage.
All the single ladies?
This weekend.
People freaked out.
But you guys weren't there, so you wouldn't have seen it.
I don't know. I was there.
You were all in black and you were doing your crazy Beyonce thing.
That's one of the moves.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. Because I was there.
So,
or I saw it on Instagram.
What?
I was concerned. I just spit. I was concerned that we were going to have that same problem.
Yeah.
And
then you remember that old people don't listen to Beyonce and thought you wrote that song. Case closed. Cool. All right.
They really did think. They like I was concerned because Carly, who's my sister-in-law, who did the dance solo in the middle, she's crazy good. Yeah. So she does her dance solo. No one's cheering. It's silent. It's kind of quiet
because
we take down the decibels for 8 o'clock. So we I didn't know what to do. And
what about us early risers who go to 8 o'clock and want it loud?
That's what I mean. There are some people who truly love it.
That's what happened to me.
And so,
there was no pyro. There was no light show.
There was
like,
no
what is
pyro.
Happening here? It's completely different.
So basically, it's silent and I'm like, they hate it. They just hate it. And then we finish it and it's like, who runs the world? Moms. And we jump and we put our heads down.
Yeah.
And they screamed at the top of their lungs. We would have never known.
Who screamed?
The 8 o'clock service.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying is you may get that. You may feel like, oh no, these people are thinking this, this, and this. But really at the end, they're screaming, Dex, we want more Dex.
You know, no, that's not what it's about though.
I know. But, I mean, you get what I mean.
By the way, somebody chimed in and said, hey, please tell her that Be Mom Say was absolutely brilliant, all caps.
Be Mom Say?
That was what it was called. So this weekend, do you want me just to tell you what it was?
Oh my gosh. Like 30 seconds.
Okay, this weekend, there's a song called Who Runs the World, Girls.
Uh-huh.
So what I was told was that we're going to be doing this song for Mother's Day, so they gave me the project, right?
Yeah.
So what we did was is I rewrote the words to the song, and then I sang it. And then I got seven moms together, and we got a choreographer, and we choreographed a dance, and we did a music video as well.
Beautiful.
It is on Instagram. I'm at Quality Tam if you want to go check it out.
I got to watch this.
Or it's on YouTube. YouTube, Who Runs the World, Calvary Albuquerque.
Okay.
So then, no pun intended. Anyway. So then, so we did this thing and the girls worked so hard. So our hair was huge. We had these joggers
had
on.
Fans.
And we had fans. It was
blowing
so
their hair back,
funny.
Making them look crazy.
What video is it?
Literally had, you just have to click the link.
Oh.
So do you have it? Nope. I have it literally right here.
I'll get it.
You can go to Facebook. You can go to online. You can do whatever the heck.
I got it right here.
You won't. Dude, you won't.
Okay.
Here it is. I have it. It's literally right here. So we had a blast, and the ladies were amazing. Shout out to all the moms who danced. And then Michelle Schroff, who was one of them that danced, she came from Paris at 11 p.m. the night before. She got in late, and then she ended up still doing it with us the next day. It was incredible. She was ready. She was on point. Carly came from Las Cruces. That girl killed it. All the other moms, you had Kim, Paula, Ariane. We had Franny, who just, it was just so funny. Shout out to Eric. Thank you so much.
Okay, is this like your award ceremony?
He's
You're like doing a speech right
just
now.
Just want to say
thank
you, guys.
Play her out.
Seriously,
please play her out.
And Tam, I clipped the link.
You said hold on.
Tam, I clipped the link, and it's to buy your album.
No, it is not.
Come on,
that is not true.
Where is the orchestra?
It says
play her
the best
out.
Of Tam on American Idol 2009.
No, it does not. You lie. Look, I just clicked it.
You clicked it.
Clicked it.
Oh, gosh.
I clicked it.
Seizure! Seizure warning! Seizure!
See, boom! There it is. See, dude. Hello.
What the heck?
All you gotta do is click the link, bro.
Okay, bro.
It's not that hard.
Let's see what happens.
You just have to really push on the side a little hard. Yeah, there we go.
Here we go, guys.
Why didn't you do it on the computer so we could just?
I can't because I need that little plug-in.
See, there's some.
No, why didn't you just find it on the computer?
Yeah, it's not that hard. Just type it in.
You guys, I want to hear.
I ate all of
this.
Mommy, look.
Let me fast forward. This is the chaos.
Yeah, okay.
This is the chaos.
Wait, but you have fat thumbs.
Whoa, Tam.
Boom. There we go. Check them out.
Question. How many people had seizures during that performance?
From only three.
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah, that's Tam.
Another question. Why weren't we in the video?
Okay, it was ladies. It was moms.
I mean, well. Girl, don't even try to push me. I told you no already. I see that look you gave me.
That's good,
Tam. Makes me crazy.
That's good.
So that's what we did.
Good job.
We had a blast. Maybe Beyonce. Maybe we could tag Beyonce in it, and then we could just, you know.
You'd probably get sued for be mom say.
For be mom say. I think if we put parody, wouldn't it be like, you know.
Weird Al gets sued all the time.
Does he? Oh, that's great.
He was kicking it with our boy Steven this weekend.
I think once we get, yes, he was. He was. And Steven did great this weekend, by the way.
He did.
I think once you hit like a certain amount, then they just take you down off YouTube. So it's only up for a short time. Enjoy it while you have it, people.
Yeah. How many views you at right now?
I think I lost a friend on Instagram because of it. It's fine.
Okay.
I think they were shocked.
Really?
That I was just, you know, pop dancing. But it was all very edited. Good. It was very appropriate.
I'm glad.
And then Skip had to preface that we all know that God gives us the strength to do it. So people were like freaking out on Saturday. I'm like, oh my gosh, moms do not run the world. God runs the world. And they were trying to do these Jesus jukes. But here's the thing, guys. Skip definitely prefaced, and we just want to make it clear to all the listeners, that we appreciate your concern, and we were not making a theological statement. We were simply saying that moms work really, really hard, and a lot of things make the world go round. Yes, we know that God is involved, and mothers are being used.
See, I believe that it's science that... Okay. I'm just kidding.
Wow. Here we go.
I'm just kidding.
He's kidding. He's just kidding.
See?
He's quitting.
We just got pulled off of like 500 stations. Like, boom.
I saw
it. They just
pulled
the plug
on us. Look at
that.
The thing's going down. See it?
They just pulled the plug on us.
I just saw that, too.
Luckily, we're on a million stations.
It's the gravitational pull of the... I'm just kidding.
Jeez.
God made science. Don't be afraid.
I can't tell if people are being snarky or what's... Yeah. Because we actually got one of those comments on
the
live line.
Yes, people really do want to. They want to know. They're like, oh, no, well, moms don't run the world. That's very arrogant to say. But we're not trying to be pompous in that. We're just basically saying that God uses mothers to help the world out. Or mother-like figures.
I would say that ladies run the world.
No, shut up.
Women?
Oh, gosh. Why are we getting this
now? That we could definitely argue that with Beyonce's true song, which is "Who Runs the World, Girls."
I think that most men would agree with me when I say that ladies run the world.
Well, because I would say on the flip side, if you guys are really going to talk serious about this, if we're talking equality and everything, because look what happened with Miss USA this weekend and the District of Columbia.
I didn't hear what
her
happened.
Responses, like either people applauded her or were furious
really?
With her. Yeah, because she's a scientist and she's talking about equality of pay and all these different things, and so it's like, who runs the world if you're talking about this
I should
from
say
a
the
male,
country.
Female
I probably
perspective.
Shouldn't say the world because it is different in
That's
other
true.
Places.
The country, the, yeah. the United States
I shouldn't
of America.
Say world. I should but, say in America.
Really? You think so? You think so? Still in America?
Yes, dude.
Just because of not equal pay?
Because of a lot of things, but yeah, opportunities, pay, yeah.
Dude, but I think it's changed a lot.
But then you will have somebody from a different race say, no, 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 we have it. And so I think it's just...
I wonder how Coca-Cola feels about that.
Cans of worms with this.
No.
Hmm. Speaking of,
maybe we'll save
Miss
that topic
USA.
For Harvest America.
Okay.
Speaking of Miss USA,
we get the whole world. We get the whole country in on it.
I was never Miss USA.
Oh, that's right. I saw your picture yesterday.
But guys, I was cleaning out my garage, and I found my Miss New Mexico book.
That's hilarious. You know who Miss New Mexico is now? That'd be our girl, Ashley. Remember Ashley? She was part of the Hacienda Ball last year with us. She was the genie.
Yeah, she went to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's Miss New Mexico.
Yeah.
She's 2 years
younger
than me.
We're rooting for her.
She's precious.
Yeah, she's great.
Her, her
family. I didn't know you were a pageant girl.
We're friends with her family.
Oh, gosh.
Here's the thing. Guys, I got to tell you the truth about that. I'm going to lay it down.
It was your mom's fault.
I got a call one night late. Like 11 o'clock at night on the house phone.
Wait, you guys have a house phone?
It had a house phone.
Oh, okay.
And so I got a call from my friend and she said, Tamara, I'm going to ask you to do something that I know that you don't want to do, but I've looked up the requirements and you meet them. And I would like to ask you to do this for me. She said, I am very, very sick. I've been in the hospital for 2 weeks and I cannot fulfill my duties as Miss New Mexico. Wait. Would you mind going through some whatever? This is real. I thought she was kidding. I start laughing on the phone like,
you can't do that.
Thinking to myself, this has got to be a joke. She was dead serious.
She don't say dead serious. She was sick.
Oh, sorry.
She was sick, so she handed over the pageant to you, like the title.
If anything,
the title?
She was like,
so,
yeah.
She asked me.
Very ill serious.
She was ill serious.
But you weren't in the competition, were you?
Well, no, I had to go through some preliminaries. But they make exceptions for people because they had already passed through some other people and nobody could meet the requirements, right? So what I did was I got a call. I told her, I said, you're crazy. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing a pageant. I'm not a pageant girl. I don't know even what to do. I don't know where to start. I would be Miss Congeniality. Like, that's what I would be. There's no way. My brows need to get done. I don't know how to walk.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how to talk.
I was going to say your brows needed to get
yeah,
worn out.
For okay. real. Yeah. Okay. So then I'm like, okay, I don't know what to do. So then she says, please. And I hear her voice and I'm like, gosh, she's sick. Like, this is tearing me up inside.
Like, just flu sick or
no,
dying?
No, like very, very ill, very weak, and she couldn't, and she
did
was
she
going
die?
Through this whole, she did not die, she
oh.
is doing well now.
Praise
she's
the
always
Lord.
Had this sickness kind of thing, but it flared up big time, okay? So then I'm like, no! So I'm like, sure, I'd be
you
happy to.
It.
I get a call the next morning, 7 a.m., pageant leader calls me, hi there, Miss Tamara, my name is no. Cindy, and I'm calling you to tell you that we would love for you to be in our pageant. Of course, you got to go through some preliminaries first, and we're going to get you all set up, and we're going to mail some boxes to you.
Right?
You're going to be wearing a uniform, some shorts, a little sash, we're going to send you your crown, don't you worry, we're going to take care of everything. So I'm like, this is real. I received 7 days later a box full of shorts, shirts, blah, 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 the whole thing. I went out there. I did the pageant. I was runner-up for Miss Congeniality, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And I got third place in the talent competition.
Did you really? No way. Damn.
There's only five
she
spots.
Lost
it's
out to a
good.
Unicyclist and a juggler. So sad. Third place.
So we had to sell advertisements.
Those unicyclists will always get you.
And I sold 8 pages of advertisements. And so the reward goes to the person who does that gets to fly in a helicopter loaded with gifts. And you get to come down to an orphanage out on the farm and stuff, like in their big, huge area. And you get to deliver them to the kids on Christmas. And
what?
Everything was just really, it was really fun.
That's really cool.
I didn't think I could do it, but I did it.
You did
there was, it. There was one state, though, when they shut the doors and cameras had to leave because we had to do our little choreographed dance thingy. This one girl, I won't name states, but she came right up to me and she was like, you're in my way, New Mexico.
Whoa, dude.
And I was like, oh, this is real. This background stuff is real.
If I can tell, if I name the state, will you tell me if it's right or wrong?
You're in my way, New Mexico.
Oh, man.
Alabama.
Miss Alabama.
I don't remember.
It's Miss Alabama.
Nailed it!
Miss
yes!
Alabama.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
Miss Alabama. Oh! You're in my way. What'd she say? You're in my way.
You're in my way, New Mexico.
New Mexico. Oh, you're in my way, New Mexico.
Miss Alaska was adorable.
Yeah?
Miss California was our host.
How was Miss Montana?
She was great.
Yeah?
She was great.
It's my neck of the woods, guys.
She was very, very sweet.
Do you think it's because alphabetically Alabama's first at everything? So
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona.
Okay.
So it was a great time. I did a lot of, it was amazing. But got to do things I never even knew. I could do. Okay. The violin player for the band that we had, which were the, I don't know what they were. There were six brothers and they were adorable and all the girls like, oh my gosh. They were like freaking out. Well, those guys, the violin player, one of the brothers, Ashley, he ended up playing violin for Carrie Underwood and he's doing very, very well. Like he's doing his own thing. He can sing, he can dance, he can play, he can do everything. All the boys can do it. It's crazy. And I see them around now and I'm like, wow. I remember when you guys were just getting your start on this huge boat that we were on. We went on this little, like this massive boat. And it was reserved for just the pageant girls and their families and all that stuff. And they were there as our entertainment. And it was amazing.
See, let's think about this for a second. You weren't going to do this.
I was not.
You weren't going to do it. How many times, Starmy, how many times do we have opportunities and we say, no, I'm scared or I couldn't do this?
Yeah. Hey, I got a quick question for you, Phoenix. Oh, wait. Sorry. Your name's Dex. Sorry. Go ahead. I believe we were talking about this literally for the past 2 days. About how we're going to be broadcasting on over 1,000 stations, and you're like panicking like a little girl.
That's weird. It just came up again.
Just got called out. Instead of just being stoked that God is kicking out like the most phenomenal opportunity of our lives, this is a golden moment. So go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Save us.
Finish your comment about how God throws us these opportunities and how you just have to like knock it out of the park. Go ahead.
Look at there. We got to go to break. Look at there. We are up on a break. Guys, it's Top Gun Day. 1986, Top Gun came out.
31 years ago, my friends. Ice Man.
I'm older than Top Gun.
Oh, okay. Damn. Don't admit that.
Just kidding.
Said it was right this way. But say it was enough.
Okay, we gotta go to break. Quality Tamp Tuesday continues next.
BET Music Award nominations are out.
The Trump administration is defending its revised travel ban before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Acting Solicitor General Jeffrey Wall, who's arguing for the administration, says it's well within the president's authority on immigration.
Both the Constitution and acts of Congress give the President of the United States authority to prevent aliens abroad from entering this country.
At the Capitol, President Trump paid tribute to law enforcement officers who've lost their lives in the line of duty.
As long as I'm president, you will always find an open door to the White House.
A request to reinstate the North Carolina voter ID law has been turned down by the Supreme Court.
A bus with 26 children and chaperones crashed on Interstate 95 in Maryland.
Lung cancer rates are on the downswing.
Don't look for Roger Federer at the French Open later this month. Tennis Star said he's skipping the tournament to instead prepare to play on grass and hard courts later this season. Federer is an 18-time Grand Slam champion.
Name the movie.
Oh, Guns N' Roses.
Nope, the movie.
Sounds like two words.
What soundtrack? Come on.
Just like long.
Oh.
It came out on this day 31 years ago. We've talked about
it. Landslide.
We've literally said it's Top Gun Day.
Danger Zone.
One of the greatest movies of all time, you guys.
I cried in this movie.
I don't know about that. It's really good, though.
I cried in this movie.
One thing I did notice, though, Tam, they sure don't make movies like they used to. The quality of sound when they, in the 80s.
Please don't show this.
Can't sleep. You know, when I first realized getting the Top Gun, all I can ever think about, dream about, is getting that
terrible
trophy.
Sound quality.
This is the scene where
on your phone, Dex.
This is the scene where Goose.
No, that's you, man.
Goose confronts Maverick.
This is a video of you
because of the flyby.
It sounds a lot like you.
Look, man.
Oh gosh.
I know it's tough for you.
It's weird.
Wouldn't let you into the academy because you're Duke Mitchell's kid.
got to live with that reputation. It's like every time we go up there, it's like we're flying against a ghost.
Why do you do this to me?
Guys,
he has a problem. He reenacts movies.
This is a scene from Top Gun. I pulled it from YouTube.
Yeah, because you put your reenactment of this scene on YouTube. And then you didn't even invite me to be Maverick. You put Gentry in it.
That was a lie.
Gentry is Maverick.
That is not me, guys. It's not Gentry.
That was a good one. Someone hand me a tissue.
Oh, you are a sucker.
Did sound a lot like you. Well, but it amazes me how similar, you know, you would sound to him. Because that sounded
you look just like Anthony
you.
Edwards.
Thank you.
Look just like him.
Good for you.
I look like the Walking in Memphis guy. That's who I look
Walking
like.
Walking in Memphis.
Because that's who it is, right? Walking in Memphis guy?
I was rolling.
No, dude.
Listen to me. I was rolling when you did Mother's Day song.
Oh.
I couldn't breathe.
Which one?
It was the first one where you did all the little, like, the little montage.
Which one did you like the best?
I love...
Did you like The Journey, the Jimi Hendrix,
I really
Jason
like the
Mraz.
Train song. Oh, Jason Mraz.
Can we go?
I just have to ask
Why are you doing this to me, Tim?
Once more.
Can we go back in time where
are
you...
you still
Where you're talking
sure
about how...
I'm young. And then you're all...
You said that Walking in Memphis dude was the actor that played Goose.
Yeah, that's the guy.
That's Anthony Edwards. That is not the Walking in Memphis.
All right,
that's
now Google Walking in Memphis guy.
That's the dude from ER.
Yeah, Google Revenge of the Nerds. Memphis guy, the same guy.
You can't call him Walking in Memphis guy.
I don't remember
we
his
had
name.
Him on the show.
What's
you
his name?
You don't look like
oh
him.
Oh my gosh. Cher.
Mark Kahn.
Yeah,
Mark Kahn, that's right.
Remember we had Mark Kahn on the show?
The old cons. Mr. Kahn.
Yeah, give me an image. Tell me it's not the same guy.
It's not the same guy.
Give me an image.
Ugh.
Hey, what if I did this?
Wasting show.
What if I just clicked on this right now?
Look at that. Same guy.
Hey, what if I just clicked on that?
What? Oh, what happened?
I don't know. What'd I do?
See, that's why I have everything down so you can't do anything. Anyways. Back to the montage.
Okay.
Let me tell you my favorite one.
Montage?
I did a cover of Lee Bryce.
Yeah.
And you know who Lee Bryce is?
Last night, out of the blue,
I went
called my mother and asked, how are you? She said, I hardly hear from you. How come you never call me? I just laughed and said, I don't know. Do you have any cash I could borrow?
Okay.
That is the dumbest
Mother's Day just ain't the same.
Please, Lord,
you
make it stop.
Hit
she
some
brought it up.
High notes, dude.
Thank you.
There was one in there that you were like, wah! And I was like, what?
Don't stop.
There it is.
Being mom.
That's it. Right here.
Come on now and give me a hug.
Yes.
Your cooking
I am
is
so
a hug.
You have to hear him do that song at karaoke. Because it's actually a lot of fun.
I do a pretty good one.
He really does.
Wait, here's the spot.
You
here's the one.
Mom.
Here it comes.
Oh, man.
Yeah! So I have to give credit to Stephen Christian.
Go.
We collaborated on that.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
He helped. He co-wrote that with me.
I thought that was terrible.
Yeah.
It was a terrible parody.
Really good.
No, it should have been about an only child.
Yeah.
And it should have been called Don't Stop Conceiving.
That's right. He did bring
and then
that.
It was like,
I called in.
And then it was like, hey, because I'm an only child and I want a sibling. And it would have been great.
Well, Stephen Christian came up with the lyrics.
They don't collaborate with me on anything.
It was pretty good.
They just do these really dumb parodies.
Don't even ask.
Well, anyways.
Hang out with Weird Al.
Anyways. Mm-hmm. You know who the artist Lorde is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I like listening to her, but I don't like watching her. You know what I mean? Because she does the weird, like...
Oh.
It's like, I think she's casting a spell.
There's a Christian group that did something that sounds just like that song.
She's fighting the Suicide Squad. She's the villain in Suicide Squad.
Huh.
That's why. Yes. No, dude.
Well,
she just looks like she's a wizard.
You got
me. She's a girl. What are wizard girls called?
I don't know. Wizards?
Witches?
Oh, right. Yes.
Are
they? I think so.
Wizard girl?
No, because McGonagall is a wizard.
I would call
and she's a girl.
A wiz woman.
Professor McGonagall, anyone?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to shake your mics off.
Wizza.
All right, in a new Rolling Stone profile, Lorde says she has synesthesia. Synesthesia. It's a real condition where the stimulation of one of the senses triggers
an involuntary stimulation of another. So she can see and feel music, sound. Have you ever heard of anybody having this? When she hears music, she also sees and feels it. She sees it as colors and feels it as textures.
I could.
Do you have this?
I don't think it's a thing. I think it's real. I think if you're really in tune with that, yeah, I totally see what she's saying. I see colors.
You see colors?
Sometimes, like, yeah, when like I hear a song or someone's, or really? Acapella, when someone's singing acapella, like things like that. And I can.
Like you'll see them in the air? Like explain that. What do you mean?
Like when I close my eyes, like I.
Really?
Like it comes through like colors and feeling. Yeah, I don't think it's weird.
Okay, let me sing you a song.
Is that
what
a real?
What do you
okay, go. Let me
sing you a song here.
I am Lord. La, la, la.
All right, let me sing this for you, and then you tell me what kind of colors
you
see.
Okay.
Mother's Day just ain't the same.
I'm seeing red.
I see black.
I'm seeing a lot of red. I'm seeing a lot of red right now.
I take her out. But you don't know
like,
why.
Okay, so for instance, uh-huh. when you hear the drum beat and that sound, like I can feel like deep, deep, deep inside of my like tummy or like whatever, like inside of me, I can feel every single hit of that drum.
Huh.
I can like feel it in my gut. I don't know how to describe it.
Hmm.
You can.
Feel like it in my gut.
Textures? Maybe it's
that's
textures.
Weird. This whole segment I can feel in my gut.
Is that weird?
Segment.
Like, or when someone's playing the piano, I like feel it in my like head. Like it goes like throughout my head. Like I can feel it all over my body. I don't know how to describe it.
Lauren's dad is a civil engineer and her mom is a poet, and she credits them for teaching her through, quote, an overwhelming sensory experience of the world. She adds, quote, everything is so vivid to my mom. And it's all kind of governed by the senses in quite a literal way. Like the taste of different fruits can be art.
Well, I don't know about that. Hmm. But I will say that my dad, when I was younger, I would write songs in my room and I would always, always, always have the lights off. I don't know why. But I never liked to write like in the light. Like I'd always be like, try to sing in the dark always. I just didn't like it when people looked at me. And then I'd have my dad come in and I would say, okay. And I'd tell my mom and dad, this is hilarious. I'd say, okay, sit down. And so they sit down and I'd say, cover your face with a pillow. Like so that they wouldn't look at me. Like I had, so they had to go through the whole process.
My daughter's kind of like that.
Hear me sing the actual song. Yeah. And then I would turn off the lights. So they would be sitting down on my bed with a pillow over their eyes and the lights were off, and then I would sing them the song.
Yeah.
Then I'd turn on the lights, and then they could tell me like what they thought about it. Yeah. It was so strange, but I did it growing up when I was little, right? So my dad would always tell me, because I think it's funny that she says that, and that we have similar, I mean, like, I don't know if I'm as extreme as she is on that one, but like it's similar because my dad would say, I don't believe you. I want you to feel it with every bit of who you are.
Yeah.
Because when you feel that and you know what you're singing and you feel it in every piece of you, then you can believe it and then I'll believe you. Because if you believe it, I'll believe it. And so I was like, oh, interesting. So then I started practicing like feeling it with every piece of who I was. And I just started to kind of go there in my mind. And then I would pray. Like I'd be like, God, let me just really feel this song and let it be, you know, I want it. And I was
part
little.
Of me, yeah.
Yeah. And let it be part of me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it makes it kind of hard sometimes in songwriting because you really attach to things, but then you just let it go. Mm. Like now that I've gotten older and I've gotten more mature, I don't really get my feelings hurt now. Like if an idea is crushed or they're like, nah, it's not going to work. And that's how life is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think it's cool because you can still attach to things when it's all said and done. And then you're able to kind of move forward with it and you can sing it and you can mean it and you can feel it. And I don't know, you know,
that's crazy. I've always been jealous of people that have those gifts, whether it's, art, drawing, painting, or music. Some people can, like my oldest son, Caleb.
Yeah.
He could pick up a guitar and learn probably in a week to play guitar
That's
if
amazing.
He wanted to. He just has that gift of just like hearing the notes and knowing them, and it's weird.
That's amazing. I'm in a crash course guitar session right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm trying to learn it. It's not going Crazy. As well as Caleb, but...
Yeah, Caleb picked up our guitar the other day and just started playing some Jimi Hendrix. I was like, what are you doing? Then he started playing some Led Zeppelin. It was really crazy.
Okay, that is not what I do.
Yeah.
No, that is
he
you're
dabbles.
A liar.
He dabbles.
He did it the other day.
He does.
Here he has a contract. He has a contract.
Back to you, Steve.
No! Wait, am I doing news?
No.
You said back to you, and I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, man.
505-585-LIVE if you want to text in.
Come on, text in. Did you guys go on Instagram already and see Dex and I's really cool?
Tam was a part of my Snapchat adventure this morning.
Yeah.
We had a little Snapchat session.
Did you put it on Instagram?
Yeah. It's on Snapchat and Instagram.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yep.
I'm going to put one on there.
I think the story feature is so fun.
So helpful.
Yeah.
It's so really great. Cool. Because then I could just put stuff in a row.
Yeah.
All day long. And I can go back and watch. I'm like, man, what a good day.
Right? That's a good call. Yeah.
It was a great day.
It was a great day.
I loved that.
Yeah. And I like following other people, seeing what they're up to all day.
Yeah. I lost a follower. You know, I told you that.
What happened?
I only knew that because like it literally refreshed my page and one disappeared in the middle of the refresh. I don't check it daily.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, it does. And I think it might have been the Mother's Day thing.
Yeah, probably right.
So... People yeah. got upset, but then there's people who just loved it. They're precious as ever. You guys don't even know what's coming for Father's Day. I'm not going to give it away.
Well, last year, I don't know how you topped last year's performance.
It's going to be
that was
pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
I can't wait to watch this, Jazz.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay.
You're going to really love it.
All right.
Also, do you guys know that Steve-O does wear eyeliner?
I don't wear eyeliner.
I'd like to talk about it if we can. I think that he's a compulsive liar.
No, I get this regularly.
Compulsive liner is what I think he is.
Right. Oh, okay.
I don't know if I see it.
I applaud that terrible, terrible joke. It's because I have big old thick eyelashes, and so it makes it look like I actually do get this all the time.
Yeah,
and it makes me crazy, especially if Tam's around, because she'll say that to anyone anytime.
They are perfectly curled up.
She's like, did you notice the CEO's wearing guyliner? I don't understand. And then I go, it's not guyliner, it's mascara.
Is that what that little device is where you clamp down your eyelashes?
See, you're trying, but you're wrong. No, that's a curler, dumb.
You do that every morning.
Wait.
You called him out.
I was wondering what that thing was that you attached to your eyeball every morning.
Straight up called him out.
Isn't that what it is? A curler, right? You like squeeze it?
You curl it?
No.
It's a curler.
You do.
No, dude.
It's okay if you do.
I caught him the other day. I didn't know what it was. I'm like, what are you doing?
I knew it.
Why would you curl him?
Can you tell us what the live line is saying right now?
No. Yes. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Don't you dare.
Oh, man. We got this one.
Yep. Oh, you have to read it first. That means it could be bad.
No. I was just staring blankly into the abyss because literally no one's chiming in.
Ooh.
Because
damn.
You have killed our show.
Man.
You have... murdered it with fire.
Bring on Harvest America.
I have not murdered it with fire.
In your voice.
We actually are going to be broadcasting here for Harvest America.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm leading worship for that.
Is the pre-show going to be on here too? I mean, like, as far as people can watch.
We're going to play everything.
Oh, wow. That's great.
From what I understand.
We're going to get fired.
Maybe I'm wrong. Are you guys going to also do the pre-thingy for July for the Freedom Celebration
stuff?
Yeah,
2 days.
Well, we won't have jobs.
By that point.
Yeah.
So true, man. So true.
Should I prep to do the show or just in case you guys don't come back?
Yes.
Probably.
Okay.
Because you're going to be part of it, obviously.
We've
actually had multiple people chiming in this morning. Somebody said that they want to go to Freedom Celebration, but they will only go if we perform Talk Tam live. Seriously, we got that request this morning. I want to go to Freedom Celebration, but I think I'll only go if the three of you perform Talk Tam live.
Dude, should we do that? Can we do that?
No, we should not.
Do it.
Why can't we
do
that?
We should not.
Yes.
No.
That's what you said. Yes.
No. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. We'd have time to practice. Tam, time to go.
I've never performed any of my songs live.
I think this would be a first, and I think that this is what Steve-O wants.
Shout out to all the graduates today. We got one from Manzano High School, Christopher Sanchez, and Tristan Gallegos graduating from Manzano. Booyah, apples.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it means?
What?
Manzano.
Monarchs, man.
Yeah, but Manzano means apple.
The apple monarchs?
No, Manzano. It's Spanish for apple.
We should look that up. Because why would they be the apple monarchs?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
It's true, though,
is
man.
Is it real? Is that real?
Yes!
What are your thoughts on me tanning before July?
Like, what do you mean? Spray?
How do the Starmie members feel about tanning beds?
It means apple tree, by the way.
Apple tree monarchs?
Stay out of tanning beds. It's bad for your skin.
I mean,
you didn't know this? You really didn't know this?
I've done it so long.
Stay out of the sun. Make sure you wear sunblock, especially here in the desert. And stay out of tanning beds.
You know, when I was younger.
It'll age your skin.
The only thing I really remember about my childhood, mostly, this is a lie. I remember a lot about it. But the major thing I remember, besides my mom's beautiful blue, bright blue swimsuit, my mother would actually take the Crisco bottle outside the pool, and she would get a little, you know, Crisco and just slather it on.
Oh, man.
She would tan, and then she'd flip over. She cooked on one side, then flip over.
So bad.
She was the darkest woman I knew.
Does she have any issues with her skin?
Darkest white woman I knew. Huh?
Does she have any issues with her skin?
She was a pretty hot lady. It's hard to reject tanning because she looks so
good. But here's the thing. Some people, everybody's different.
I know. There's everybody's some people who
Some people can go out and for an hour in the sun and get cancer.
Other people,
they can stay out there most of their lives and nothing happens.
Like, my cousin will blister.
Yeah.
Are you guys a blister people?
Yeah, I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't lather up, like, you're done.
Oh, yeah.
And I think about it, I'm like, man, I think it's bad for me. And then I was like researching it and I was like, oh man, this is not looking good for my future.
I fell asleep on the deck of a cruise ship.
No.
First day, fell asleep. Didn't put any sunscreen
on. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
There was like a magnifying glass from the ocean to my legs. I couldn't walk the entire vacation on the cruise ship. I had to be wheeled around in a wheelchair.
Oh my
gosh. It was terrible. It was one of the worst things.
Are you being
serious? Just blistered and pussed, and it was terrible.
Oh, pus?
Yeah. The guy that...
Do you have pictures?
Yeah, I could probably find some. Yeah.
That sounds awful.
If you look at my calf, I have all these freckles everywhere, because when it heals, there's all these freckles on my skin. It gives me freckles if I go out in the sun. And so I have, like, thousands of these little freckles everywhere on my
calf. So does the sun, like, mess up your tattoos? Doesn't it fade them?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, look at this tan that I'm sporting right now.
Speaking of tattoos, I saw a movie for Mother's Day. Take a wild guess which movie my mom chose to see on Mother's Day. Mother,
Guardians of the Galaxy.
You are listening right now.
King Arthur.
That would be a great choice. Oh, King Arthur would
nice. No, it's the one with Goldie Hawn.
That would be funny. I don't know that one.
That's Stranded.
What's another
with the
one?
Mom and
What's
daughter?
Another one that you would just totally be like, yeah, mom would pick this. Lowriders. That one.
Lowriders. Lowriders.
That's
Low
the one Riders. That you guys saw?
That's the one she picked.
How is Theo Rossi? We've had him on the show a few times. He's a good dude.
Is that the dad or who is it? Which one is that
black guy?
What? Theo Rossi?
He's not.
You're thinking of somebody else, dude.
Theo Rossi's black.
They were all Mexican
dudes.
Oh my gosh, look it up. Yeah, he is. Sons of Anarchy, that was the whole thing. They were going to kick him out of the club because they found out that he was half black.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the wrong
That's
actor.
From a TV show, you idiot. That's not real life.
Be nice.
Look
there's children
up.
Reading. I Look mean, listening.
Up.
Not reading.
Is that a LaCroix that
He's
you have
from Staten Island, man. He's,
oh, he's from Staten Island, so he couldn't be half black.
That's from a TV show, you dumb.
No. Oh, my gosh. Please don't say that until you know for sure.
I do know for sure.
Just
I'm looking at his parents right now on the webcam.
Okay,
wait.
Yeah. Okay.
So we saw Lowriders.
How was it?
It was a little long to get into the whole thing, you know. Took a little while. But I will tell you that the bad guy in it, yeah, that guy.
Theo Rossi.
You've had him on?
I got to hang out with him in New York for Comic-Con.
Oh, my God.
We've had him on the show a couple times. He's a really good dude.
Okay, that guy. I was just going to say that the whole show was worth it simply because of that guy's
really?
Acting.
He's a rad dude.
Gosh, he's a good actor.
And a really, really good dude.
There's
You're
no
not
sex
a fan?
Scenes.
Get out of my
There's
heart.
No sex scenes. There's no... there's good. A couple, like, curse words and stuff in it. I wouldn't take your 10-year-old to see it, but it definitely...
Oh, it's called Lowrider.
Literally mean, called Lowrider.
Mom picked
my
Why
mom was
she
like,
Lowrider?
I said, Mom, it's Mother's Day. You have no... Have you met my mother? She is... You'll never know. She is so unpredictable.
Huh. Like, I can't imagine that.
Spontaneous.
On your side of the family.
She's spontaneous. She's incredible. Okay. But then she says, Tones is like, let's take her to a movie. It's part of her gift. We got her a massage and a movie. So what do we want to do? And she's like, we could see Lowrider. I was like, Mother, what did you just say? I was in shock. I couldn't believe it. She loved it.
But what's
and honestly,
it about?
It's about a family that's going through. I won't give away the thing, but the plot of it is you've got this family who's going through a lot of tough stuff, right? And then Lowrider. Oh, it's not going to be the words. Okay, so
oh my God.
So like, they're going through a lot. And then it's a pool between brothers. It's a pool between family. Who's going to choose who? Uh-oh, something happens. And now who do we choose? And why are we choosing that? And there's a lot of hate. And there's some love. And there's some question. There's some confusion. What do? We're growing up in this poor life. And we got to make money. And how do we make this work?
How many people get shot?
But they do show the background of like lowriders, like them making their cars and all that stuff. And it, oddly enough, takes quite a bit of work.
Obviously.
Well, yeah.
Have you ever seen...
Well, like, I didn't realize how crazy
you think
it
they just
get.
Drop it? Like, they just take some screws out and, like, some bolts, and they're like, all right, we're dropping this.
I was laughing so hard when I saw one of the cars bounce from the ground, like, literally vertical. And
you live in Albuquerque, right?
Like, I know, right?
Have you never seen that in Albuquerque?
I have never seen
it. Are you kidding
like,
me?
No.
I see it every day.
No,
you don't see it every day.
I see it every day.
We do not, live in a perpetual state of Snoop Dogg videos. That is not real life.
It was in California where they filmed it.
Guys, I see it all the time. Hydraulics. Just go down on Central, man. They're just...
You guys sound like Transformers.
And when I was little, I used to say that. I used to say, there's a Transformer. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Guys, but that actor, honestly, he did a really good job.
Yeah, he's an amazing actor.
And he's got this smile that's so sneaky.
Yep.
He has this, like, thing about him that, like, you're like, I want you to be good.
He's in a show called Luke Cage on Netflix, which is set in the Marvel Universe. He plays Shades, and they literally just confirmed... I'm going to fight you. They literally just confirmed his character for season two, and I was very happy because I thought he was one of the few bright spots of that whole show.
They was the worst. I honestly hated that character.
Really?
Because I do like him, but I didn't like him as that character.
What is he as a character? What character is he?
He didn't do anything. All he did is show up and like look like he was tough, but he never fought anybody.
Does he have like a New Mexico accent when he talks in that one?
He's
like
from Brooklyn. Well, Staten Island.
No,
so he talks like that. Like he,
Because he did I had no clue. Because in this movie, he has like this kind of like little Mexican accent to him a little bit.
Right.
He's like, how you doing, bro? He like when he's like kind of like a little bit of a ghetto thing going on.
Yeah.
But then he also mixes
the
it with a really good
lowrider. He's an actor.
But he did really good.
By the way, also Mary Poppins, Julie Andrews can't really fly with an umbrella. That's just a movie.
Don't ruin
just
it,
saying.
Is
don't
the webcam getting in my face right now?
I'm just saying.
Don't ruin her life.
I'm just saying, guys.
It's ruined.
Sometimes things happen in TV shows
Zoom
and movies.
In. Zoom in on my face.
Also, Harrison Ford, he's got a big
Stop
scar
it.
On
don't.
His chin.
Don't.
It's not from when he was a child using a whip against the lion.
It
I know.
Was.
It's,
it is.
It's not, actually.
Okay. It All is. Right.
We're done with the show. Look at that. It's time to go, guys.
So devastating.
It's time to go. Thank you, Quality Tam.
What a quality show.
It's a quality Tam.
Let's do some more Snapchats, shall we?
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Let's do it. I'm out. Yeah! I'm out. I'll see you guys.
You're in this. Close the door. Don't let him out.
Never!
Hit the podcast, guy. It'll be up. Guy? Hit the podcast, guys. It'll be up in a
little bit. Guy. Hey, guy. Hey, guy. Happy anniversary to Guy and Noel! Hey! Yay!
They served down at Calvary Knob Hill.
Beautiful. Sure did. Sure is.
Right. We'll see you, Tam.
Thanks for the memories, James.
Bye, Starmie. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.